Blog Talk Radio. I'm a beat that bitch. Panipur. 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 We'll be right back.
Touch bitch.
Queen Beats Productions.
I'ma beat me, you gon' beat you. I'ma beat me, you gon' beat you. I'm gon' beat me, you gon' beat you. Bitch, who are you? I'ma beat me, you gon' beat you. I'ma beat me, you gon' beat you. I'ma beat me, you gon' beat you. Bitch, who are you?
Lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer organization. This Atlantic City Gay Pride will be taking place July 5th to the 9th at the resort, the beachfront casino and hotel. This weekend's event will be hosted by Daryl Stevens of Noah Park. With celebrity appearances by Nina Fry, Kobe Klinger of The Real L Word, and more. This Atlantic City Pride is open for everyone in our community. This event is geared towards both the lesbian and gay communities, as well as co-ed events, rooftop pool parties, concerts, beach parties, nightlife parties, and more. And for the ballroom crowd, the first annual Good Atlantic City Pride Mini Ball Deluxe, presented by B-Tons in association with Lucky Balenciaga and the legendary Hall of Famer, Ms. Teresa Mizrahi. Taking place Sunday, June 8th, in the main ballroom at the resort, Beachfront Casino and Hotel. On the turntables, DJ Bonalora. On the mic, Greggy V. Sue and the legendary Kevin J.Z. Prodigy. Behind the camera will be ballroom throwbacks. Grand Prize. Open to all gold performance battle royale. Boys vs. girls. $500. Boys in blue and white. Girls in red and white. Mini grand number one. Butch Queen Sex Sign. The Sexy Lifeguard. For $150. Three trophies. One cash prize. And mini grand number two, open to all runway, European versus all American. The Rich Spoke Model. Simple, clean, cut, and molesque. In a white t-shirt and blue jeans. Two trophies, one cash prize for $150. All caterpillars can be found on Facebook by searching First Annual Risk Atlantic City Pride Mini Ball Deluxe. Doors were open at 3 p.m. Ball will start at 4 p.m. sharp. This ball will start on time as the venue is reserved until 8 p.m., so please be on time. $25 entry fee all afternoon. House tables are free. All house leaders and parents should contact Lucky Balenciaga or Teresa Mizrahi to reserve tables. First come, first serve. There will also be a fully equipped bar with top shelf liquor. The Atlantic City Police Department has been hired for security, so please leave the drama at home. For information regarding the ball, please contact Lucky, the Prince of New York City Balenciaga, at facebook.com/theprinceofnyc, or also the legendary icon Hall of Famer Miss Teresa Mizrahi at facebook.com/teresa.wando.
Legendary Mother Aisha Prodigy Umar and legendary Mother Kelly Kapoor and TJ present the I Love New York Bowl. Come take a bite out of the Big Apple. Come get your motherfucking life. Come get some cords. Come serve the runway. I Love New York 2012. Come get your life June 23rd at the Gay and Lesbian Center. Ball starts at 2 p.m. So be there.
You are now listening to DJ
legendary as your mother to talk to the floor. Kelly? As a lost thing. The runway. As a lost thing. And she will miss that. As a lost thing. Performance diva.
What's going on, boys and queens? We are live back on the air for another installment of the show. This, and I'm going to reiterate this is and always will be the number one station in ballroom history. It does not get no better than this. I don't give a fuck who you have on your show, Miss Thang. When you've been around as long as I've been around, then come for me. Until then, bitch, sit back and hold your motherfucking horses, Miss Thang, because I made you a household name. And the same way I put you in that household is the same way I can take you the fuck out. So please don't send for me, because I did not send for you. Whatever you have going on with the rest of the cast members, don't take it out on me, because I do not speak for them, and they do not speak for me. So don't come for me, fellas. Okay? I'm waiting for my esteemed cast members to definitely call in here tonight, because we're definitely on our summer hiatus, and we're only here on Monday nights, boys and queens, to definitely give y'all recap of what's been going on in ballroom and what's been going on from state to state all weekend long. So only on Monday nights we'll be live on the air to definitely give you your full dose of recap and everything that's been going on in the ballroom scene. We will definitely be back with a full week of shows coming to you September 3rd after the Mizrahi Ball. We will definitely be back on Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesday with a full cast of members and a full lineup of shows that's definitely going to keep you entertained and definitely keep you mesmerized and keep you in tune, honey. Because without you, we will be nothing here, honey. The ratings speak for itself, Miss Thang, when you girls only have a regular show, Miss Thang, and can only have 25 to 50 callers. No wonder why your show is always full, Miss Thang. When you get a platinum show, Miss Thang, that can hold a substantial amount of callers, Miss Thang, then come for me. Until then, you sit back and you wait your motherfucking turn, okay? Play the motherfucking background. But let me bring my girlfriends on, honey. Switchboard, is London and everybody ready? Can you please definitely get them on the line for me, honey? Because, baby, tonight, it's going to be a mess. Okay? How you doing, honey? Baby, oh, wait, hold on. I see. Wait, hold on. Let me go get my girlfriend, Miss Alexis.
All the girls standing in the line for the bathroom. All the girls standing in the line for the bathroom. All the girls standing in the
line. All the girls standing in the
line. All the girls standing in the line for the bathroom.
Ladies and gents, the shady lady, that realness bitch, Mother Gossip herself, she's the bitch that says what you want. Alexis Snow, you already know.
Miss Alexis Snow, you already motherfucking know.
What's going on, Cal?
What's going on? You like that intro? Miss Alexis Snow, you already motherfucking know. Yes, honey, and Miss London, if Miss London is around, can you hit me up on Facebook?
My
Mouth up. You're looking verge. You have to verb like a lady. Let me show you. Cut. Pussy.
Lady, you're supposed to verb like a lady. Stay in one spot.
Cut. Pussy.
Oh no, it's a chop. Box the chambers for you.
London!
Hello, my lovely lady.
What's going on, honey? London, hold on. Let's go get our girlfriend, Miss Maya, honey.
Well, I woke up to go get me a cold pop. So then I thought somebody was barbecuing. I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire. Then I ran out. I didn't grab no shoes or nothing, Jesus. I ran for my life. And then the smoke got me. I got bronchitis.
One thing to say, Kelly.
Yes.
Don't you think everybody following behind me and my $5,000 trend, you didn't think they was going to follow behind the radio show as well?
Maybe. But you see, it's a difference. It's a difference with the trend that we have. We are trendsetters, to say, and the girls try to do what we do, but they fail.
Yeah, they always fail. They always fail.
Okay, so, and I just be begging, and I know girls are sitting home, they're listening to us right now on the internet because they can't call in private, because I delete all private numbers that call in here because there's nothing private about this show, so I delete all private numbers that call, so girls, stop trying to call in private, and I know they're sitting there listening, but I don't know what happened when I was in Miami.
Kelly, hold on.
I don't know what London and Maya
Kelly,
are up, Miss Thang.
They
got the girls coming for me, Miss Thang, and blocking me on Facebook. But Maya and London, y'all did a lot.
Kelly, I'm just going to say this really quickly. Listen, I'm going to say this really, really quickly. Bottom line is they can all have shows and they can all do what they want. Just keep it peaceful. That's all I ask and that's all I've ever asked. Keep it peaceful, because bottom line, there was a quote that was out there earlier today that I seen about people and people don't have homes and people don't have this and people don't have that, and until a bitch can actually afford this and afford that, no one should speak. Well, in all honesty, I am that bitch that I can afford all this and all that. No one can afford what I have by the grace of God, thank you, right now, that's trying to come for me or come for this show. So really bow out gracefully and enjoy your little premium shows and have a good evening.
Okay. Yeah, thank you.
Kelly.
Yes.
Before y'all get started with the show tonight, the icon, Harold Balenciaga, happy birthday. It is after 12 o'clock, and today is his birthday.
I would definitely like to wish Harold a happy birthday. And you know what? I'm really gagging that, I was saying this to myself earlier. I am really gagging that me and Harold and was going through so much for so many years, Miss Say. And we the same motherfucking side. And that's so motherfucking ironic. But happy motherfucking birthday, Harold. And I would also like to wish Jade Chanel a happy birthday. It's her birthday. I would like to wish another person on my friends list, Kevin Johnson, a happy birthday. Randy Woodson, a happy birthday. It's his birthday too. And Brandon P. Shell, it's his birthday also on my friends list. Happy birthday to all my Geminis on my friends list. Big shout out to the Geminis. I told you I was going to shout y'all out. Yes, but we here, we live in effect. Honey, I waited for Rodney to hit me on my inbox or text Alexis and say he's trying to get on the show. Because I lost my cell phone today, so I have no way of reaching out to Rodney. Rodney.
Did the girls kill Tony Wright? What happened to her?
What you say?
I said, did the girls kill Tony Wright?
Kelly just been logging into her profile lately.
Girl, Alexis, I keep telling you, Alexis, that is not me, Alexis. Okay. Oh, Rodney's ready. Hold on. Let me call him. Okay, they just hit me up. Thank you, because I don't have nobody's number, honey. I'm lost in the source, honey. Hold on, let me call Rodney and get him on the line, honey. Baby, I'm lost in the source right now, honey. I waited for Sprint to send me my new phone tomorrow, honey. Let's get Rodney up here on the line, honey. Hold on, honey.
I now welcome you, the legendary, iconic, overall father prodigy,
right.
Rodney,
oh.
Realness,
oh.
Urban,
right.
Let's go.
What's
in.
You want to do?
Rodney.
Welcome to the jungle. Welcome to the jungle, Val. Yeah.
What's going on, Rodney? I keep telling you private girls, you don't call me here private. Y'all gonna get hung up on.
What's going on? What's going on?
Nothing much. Just sitting here, just relaxing, honey. I hit you up on Facebook to let you know I lost my phone, honey. I was gagging, honey.
Oh, okay. Where you know you was at?
Baby, I lost it on my way coming back from Boston, honey. Baby,
oh, wow.
I went to tomorrow for my new phone to come.
Okay.
I guess it dropped out my pocket on the bus.
Hello.
Yeah, okay. Hey, London, how are you?
Yes, hello, Rodney.
Hey, Maya, what's going on? Who else can we
have? Alexis is there. London, you asked for Tony Wright. He just posted in the chat room, honey. Okay. He just posted in the chat room. Well, I don't know where to start at. Do y'all want to start in Boston, or do y'all want to start in Chicago?
We can start in Boston, since Chicago seems to have been, you know, a lot going on.
It seems like it's going to be a long night with Chicago. Okay. Well, Rodney, you want to start? Go ahead, Rodney. I like when Rodney starts. I like the fallout behind Rodney.
Can I make one quick announcement for my Bridges?
Yes.
Yeah, if you're trying to contact me via internet, I don't have internet right now. I'm in the chambers trying to feed Nicola.
Stop the love.
Yeah, we're landing. we're landing.
Yeah,
did you have to slay a cow to feed her?
No. No, she just likes pork skins.
Hey, now, thank you.
What is everybody? Oh, my God. What the fuck? Alexis, you are trying it, Alexis. You got everybody talking about hi to me, but say what?
Girl, what I do? I ain't doing nothing, son. I'm blaming it on me.
Everybody, Tony, and like, you all called his name. Now he's in this room, Miss Day, and everybody saying hello to me, Miss Day. Wow, that's not me. Alexis,
okay,
I told you who my profile is.
Okay, girl, stop hollering at me. I told you about that one thing. Use your inside
voice. Okay, hey, girl, y'all got a gag, Miss Day, girl. Get it together, honey. That's not me. But go ahead, Ronnie. Let's start with Boston.
Oh, yeah, actually, I'm going to start on Friday, Kelly, First Fridays.
First Fridays, yes.
Okay. I went to Philadelphia with my little dog, Father Marcus Escada. We got to Philly. You know, we relaxed for a little while. Went and got, you know, Petty the Manny, since he was going to be out for the weekend. We did that. We went to the club, Voyeur, which is the new shampoo for Friday night, which is the First Friday's club. I went there. I like shampoo better than Voyeur, but it was still a nice crowd. It was still a real crowd. It's still hot. But I like the shampoo vibe, I guess, a little bit more. The DJs were a little better and stuff like that, but I still enjoyed it. Then we left there. We went to First Fridays. It wasn't as crowded as it normally is, but I guess with so many balls during the whole weekend, there's so much coming on. And also with the Thursday night Vogue session in Philly, some of the kids just, you know, decided not to come out or whatever. But it was still fun. My family was definitely in the building. Man, Shadira, the Baltimore kids came up, staff, and, you know, saying give a shout-out to the Irv and Sincere and everybody who came up to represent for the house. The kids definitely were walking. Jack definitely made it fun, exciting. The female figure performance. Kids played the versions. It was a nice time. It was an okay set. And, you know, they was cashing trophy for each of the categories. So the kids came on out and still battled and different stuff like that. And shout out to Marquise, the Vogue Femme, for winning Vogue Femme. Marquise winning Schoolboy. The nice battle of the night was Shadira Prodigy and Mother Tamara Ebony for Legendary Performance, Femme Queen Legendary Performance. They definitely came and played, and they definitely entertained the crowd. At the end, Shadira won. So shouts out to them. Also, the Prodigy Boys for Thug Realness, Rakim and Steph. And trying to remember who won. Laquaz for Runway. They definitely came with effects. They definitely came to walk and definitely brought them out there. Philly Father, Don, brought the kids out to definitely play. And I think that's pretty much it for First Fridays. Once we left here, we went and prepared for Boston. Jack, Irania, myself, Marcus, and Fonz, Garcon, we all went to Boston. We got there. Our room wasn't ready. I'm giving you the whole recap, Kevin. So our room wasn't ready. Didn't know he was staying in the same hotel with us. We got there. Our room wasn't ready, so we went to eat. We came back, checked into the room, preparing for the evening. Then we got to the bar, and we met up with Caesar, Ball and Throwbacks, our media and audiovisual specialist. And we also saw Sanaya and everything. So we commenced to enjoying the ball and making the most of what Boston has to offer. And I want to give a shout-out to T.O. Escada and the Escadas, the Diamantes, the Cons, St. Clair's, Prodigies, Ebony's, Garcons. All those houses were definitely representing for their houses in the building. And shout-out to the House of St. Clair on their winning House of the Year at the Awards Ball. Some people say they were going to call in to ask us questions about and ask the opinion of the panel, as for the chat room and everybody, the opinion on House of the Year, what are the qualifications and things of that nature on what makes it House of the Year. So you did have people that was a little testy about the call, but all in all, congrats to the House of St. Clair. That's my first time doing the Boston Awards Ball, so, you know, it is what it is. Congrats to some of the years as well. Too many to name at this time. But that was it. And I'll let you take away from that, Kelly.
I got to Boston around like 2:33 o'clock. Saturday afternoon. I was supposed to get there on Friday, but then I changed my reservation just to go on Saturday because it got so late on Friday that I didn't want to travel that late. So I got there about Saturday, was in my hotel room all afternoon. Didn't know Rodney and the whole crew was all in the same hotel. And I'm texting them, asking them where they at, what they doing, and they getting dressed. And mind you, we all in the same hotel. I think around, like, they said the ball was supposed to start at 8 o'clock. I mean, the ball was supposed to, the doors were supposed to open at 6. The awards was at 6. The letter statement and stars was at 7. The first category was going to be at 8 o'clock. Around, like, 8 o'clock, I was already dressed and everything, and I was just sitting there in my fucking bed, just, like, you know, I was in my bed just gagging in the hotel room. I started to fall asleep, and so before I fell asleep, I said, you know what, let me just get up out this hotel and go to the bar and, you know, and get here and just sit there and wait. So got to the bar, and it was given very, well, where are the children at, Miss Day? It's 8:15, Miss Day. They said the bar was supposed to be start. The girls wasn't here. Like, what the fuck is going on? I'm normally used to Boston actually starting on time, but I'm glad the bar didn't start on time. Because if the ball would have started on time and they would have got through all the categories the way they did, I guess we would have all been back in our hotel room waiting for the after hours to begin before we got to the after hours. So I think the ball started around like 9:30, 10-ish. They had all the categories. I can't really tell y'all what happened. As everybody see in the video, I did not come to the front of the ball until they had a female pickup performance, and I should have stayed in the back for that category also. Everybody is asking me why was I frowning up my face like that, Miss Day. I was frowning up my face like that because for you to be a female pickup, Miss Day, you should not smell the way those girls were smelling, okay? It was just just horrendous. That's why everybody was asking why was I frowning up my face. No, it was not at the performance. It was at the stench of the girls, Miss Thing. The girls should not smell like that if you're a female figure. I think you should bathe, Miss Thing. I'm all, you know, the butch queens, they can get away with it, the female figures. No, it was too much. That's why I was frowning up my face, what I was given. Those girls were staying.
Yes, was it like a football locker room?
Baby, it was like I don't get in drags. I don't get in drags that often, and so when I take my gap off, I just throw it someplace, and then I use it the next time I get in drags again. That's what it was given. And I was gagging at the girl, sonny. That's what it was given. So, but other than that, I enjoyed myself. I really had a good time, even though I didn't get to see any of the ball or anything, but I enjoyed myself. I was up there for the grand prize, Miss Thing, and I was just gagging at all the girls that was up there, and it was some power hitter girls that was up there also, Miss Thing, and they did not come out for $500 worthy, and they said people were setting them up for the category and told them it was just bring it, and I gagged, but you got to say grand prize to the Ebony Child for definitely bringing the look and definitely getting his 10s for his performance, and grand prize $500. He didn't have to do anything but get his 10s for 2 seconds. I mean, he got his 10s, and he won his $5, his $500. Grand prize to Mimi Card for definitely coming and definitely turning runway out once again. I mean, definitely turning it out. Ali Quad, get it together, okay? I'm tired of you missing these categories, mistake, and taking forever to return the girls' phone calls when it's time for them to get their dress, and everything is always last minute with Ali Quad. I would have loved to see Mimi and Ali Quad battle down, because it definitely would have been a good battle to see who the judges would have picked. Grand prize to me, mother, overall mother, Kelly Couture, for definitely winning Film Queen Real Days. The girls wanted a piece of mother. But I had fun overall, honey. Went to Wendy's and got me a Rodney and I ready and our snack, honey. And it was cute. You know, they had all the categories. They even had like a 15-minute intermission and everything. It still got through all the categories and everything. And baby, that motherfucking that after hours, baby, that after hours they got in Boston, baby, is what I tell you, baby, she is a motherfucking setup. Alexis.
Alexis,
are you there?
I'm listening.
Baby, that's the after hours they got in Boston, baby girl, sister. She is a setup this day. She gives you transsexuals, butch queen, drag, fib queens, cunt, straight trade and everything. You come to the door, they don't search nobody this day. They sell motherfucking coke. They sell motherfucking weed. They sell cocktails, Miss Day. They got everything you need when you come up in that motherfucking after hours, Miss Day.
Yeah.
They still do.
Are you talking about the club? Is it called Tony's?
It's called the Frat House.
Yeah, the Frat House.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It was.
Oh, yeah.
Girl,
I remember that.
It was like you had to. This is how I took it, baby. You had to see the cunts. And you had to see who the cunts was talking to, so you know not who to talk to, baby, because some of the boys looked like they was at the ball, but then they really wasn't at the ball. So you had to pay attention to who the cunts was talking to, not to talk to the wrong person. Because, baby, I said, I hope I don't hear a story about one of these drags getting knocked by one of these trades, Miss Day. Oh,
no,
my God, Ed, I was gagging, Miss Day. They got a new pit bull up in there, Miss Day. And Paul and overseer Danny Ebony, Miss Day, got his foot bit by one of the pit bulls, and Joseph was trying to beat the pit bull with a chair and everything. It was a mess.
Yeah.
Hold on, you said that she was one of the guys the cunts was talking to, so you don't talk to?
Why?
Those are the boys that I want to talk to.
Oh, no, baby, let me tell you something, Alexis. I don't have a problem, you know, I'm single now, so I don't have a problem with talking to the trade, bitch, but coming into a setup like that where you don't know exactly what you're getting into, nobody's being searched, bitch, I got my taser and my motherfucking mace already in my pocketbook, not knowing what the trade is bringing up in here with them and stay, and these motherfuckers is looking big, and you know, bitch, it was just, you know, it was me and Rodney and a couple other people, mistake. You don't know how many girls, Miss Day, you know, if something go down, Miss Day is gonna be there, bitch. And you know, instead of, you know how girls fight, and me and Rodney was talking about this in there. Girls fight in their own city, bitch. But then when they get out of town, Miss Day, they get away, bitch. I'm not in my city, Miss Day, you know. So it was very, Let me just sit here.
Wait,
and
but all you guys had to say was you was legendary. Doesn't that work?
Girl,
no.
Yeah.
I trade London, but I tell you, you came up into this house. It was a house in the front. You walk down this little alleyway into the back, and you hear them yelling at the door. You hear them yelling inside, open the door. It's people at the door. So I'm like, how do you know we at the door? And nobody came to the door because you could see the door. But once you get inside, they got cameras and everything, and they can see everything. They tell you on the thing that they got dogs on the premises. They got three big-ass pit bulls, bitch, that's as big as me, bitch. They bit Danny Ebony feet.
Oh,
yes.
They bit a whole, Alexis, you see his sneakers, Alexis, they bit a whole, the whole dog print was in his motherfucking sneaker. I was saying to myself, I said to Rodney, I said, he got to be high or something, bitch, because I would have been left and went to the hospital or something, bitch.
Yeah.
Baby, when I tell you, he opened that door and thought that was the bathroom, and the dog came out and mauled him like Miss London would say.
Yes.
Hey, Kelly, can you send me the address so I can get them shut down immediately?
Maybe. But overall, I had a great... I enjoyed myself in Boston, honey. I really did. Overall,
yeah,
I had a great time in Boston. I cannot complain, honey. It definitely had a great time. But let's get straight into Chicago, honey. I want to get into the madness, and I want to get straight into the madness.
Before you start, Kelly, Larry and them are trying to get in, but they said the line is full.
Okay, I'm definitely going to bring them on. Alexis, can you inbox me their number? Because I don't have nobody's number. We're definitely going to bring Larry and his partner in crime on. They're definitely going to be talking about the Inferno Bowl that's happening this weekend in Louisville, Kentucky. And I will definitely be in the building. Alexis is going to inbox me their number. I'm definitely going to bring them on. But right now, I'm going to be calling.
Hold on, Gary. Hold on, Kelly, before we do Chicago, because it might be, you know, lengthy or whatever, I want to ask Alexis about some important ballroom news, because, you know, if it happens in the ballroom, they should know about it. Did you get any updates on the Atlanta Alliance meeting that you can share with us in the ballroom community?
Hold on, Rania.
Let's just get her thoughts together and get that number over to me. Any of you girls have any questions or any information that y'all would like to know about the Inferno Bowl this weekend, please definitely feel free to definitely call in here and press 1. We're definitely going to be taking questions and comments and concerns with Larry and his partner in a few minutes, honey, okay?
But can we get to my mother? Let's get to the point. What did me and London do while you were in Miami?
Baby, I don't know what you were. You in London, like I said earlier, I was speaking to James Icon earlier. Everybody was telling me about the video, but I couldn't see the video because the computer was so low on energy in Miami, and I had to stay out on the balcony, so I couldn't charge it. So I never seen the video. I actually, for the first time, seen the video today with the whole London versus Nicole thing. I actually seen it for the first time today. I really didn't even watch the whole video because whoever made the video don't have proper grammar. And when you do those videos, you have to have proper grammar to take and talk on those videos and pronounce your words the right way. And the video was just horrible to me, so I didn't even listen to the whole video. And so I guess Nicole feels that I'm letting you and London attack her or whatever the situation may be. I have nothing to do with that. I was not on Facebook the whole time last week when I was in, or 2 weeks ago when I was in Miami, when all of these pictures was being put up, this video was put up, and things were being said by Nicole about Nicole. I didn't have anything to do with that. I wasn't on Facebook. I didn't have anything to do with that. So last night I heard that Nicole had Modemia on her show. So I said, oh, let me go on and listen to her show. She got Modemia on her show. I said, let me go sign. I'm laying in my bed on my iPad. I said, let me, go to her page to get the number for her show. And so I couldn't find her. So I logged into my other page. I couldn't find her. I logged into my boy page. I couldn't find her. So I was like, oh, she blocked me. So I went back to my messages, and it says, you was blocked by this user. And so I'm like, why am I being blocked by this lady? What did I do to her? So I text her. She never responds back. And so then I wake up this morning, and I see a screenshot of her page saying, oh, something, 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 to the fact of you're not the number one radio, like, girl, for what reason that you want to come for me, but I can't see that you come for me? But no, and I keep telling all the girls this, they must know, even if you block me and I'm not a friend on your page, I have friends or I have people or I have fans that are a friend on your page. So whatever you say about me or about the number one show, it's going to always get back to me. So watch your words. And so my status that I put up earlier was directed directly to her, if everybody's seen it on my page.
Yes, now, as far as the video, now, somebody inboxed me the video, and I put it up. So how is she getting mad over a video someone put on YouTube? Like, what's the big deal? Because the number one radio
Maya,
show said
Maya
it.
Maya and Kelly, no shade, ain't nobody got time for this.
Okay,
yeah.
But hold on. Let's get straight into Chicago. I'm going to be calling Mother Latoya Herrera right now to bring her live on the air. Hold on.
The number you have reached has been disconnected or is no longer in service.
Whack and cow.
Hi.
What is going on, honey? Why is Toya phone busy?
Thank you, London. Can you pay my bill? Can you pay my telephone bill?
Can you pay my
automobile?
Yeah. Yeah. Y'all are bad. Y'all are horrible.
Hold on. Let me make sure I dial the right number, okay? Hold on.
Kelly R.R. is trying. Kelly R.R. is trying to get on the show also.
Hold on. Let me make sure I dial the right number. Hold on. Baby, it's just a mess. Hold on. 7-3.
Well, Alexis, you did get that information that we requested?
About the Atlanta Alliance?
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, they cannot, they're not able to be up and running for House of DA. That's the bottom line. The Blondes need to be there. Ronnie, can you turn your phone down?
Hello?
Turn it down?
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on?
What's the tea, honey?
Girl, not too
sugar.
Well,
hey,
we're definitely live on the air, honey, and my sister Alexis was the one to break this story, honey, in our elite chat room, honey. So, Alexis, would you like to do the interview?
Hey, sis, how are you doing?
And what's up, Lexi?
Hey, Latoya, what's going on, this Rodney?
Hey, Rodney, what's good?
Not much.
That's what's up.
The people have reported one. Did you pull a gun on Marco? Let's get straight to the point.
No, see, this is the thing is, when me and Marco got in an argument, Marco came and threatened me, because I told Marco, I said, Marco, get out of my face, because I beat your ass. And he was like, oh, Miss Toya, don't try it. You're not from Chicago. Ain't nobody going to help you. And he was like, my brother's killers. I said, bitch, what that mean? I've never put a gun on this lady. And this lady called the police hysterical while I'm inside the bar, so I'm getting ready to go walk out to go to my car, and all these people just around me and put me in cuffs, like... And so they made everybody else go back in and Marco in the parking lot doing the mostest, like, doing the fucking most, like, I can't believe she did this. I feel certain for my life. I'm like, bitch, do what? Like, what the fuck? I might as well just hit them, like.
So let me ask you, what did you have?
I didn't have nothing.
No. What? How were you dressed? Because the rumor said that you had, the gun was found on your person.
No, I didn't even, I had on a skin tight, like a dress that I couldn't even really walk
around.
Right.
Okay, that's what I heard.
Yeah.
So was there a gun found in your car?
No, there was nothing found in my car. That's why I got out of jail.
Okay, so what you're saying is no gun was ever found.
No.
No charges were pressed against you.
No.
So when it all boils down, Marco is telling a lie.
Marco exaggerates. Marco, I never comment to none of the bullshit. Marco be sending these groups and his little personal attacks, so Marco probably thought I was some, like, soft ass, like, wasn't going to ever say nothing. And, like, I don't argue. Like, say it when we see each other in person. And I did act out of character because I shouldn't act like that. But I was tired of all that bullshit.
So,
Latoya,
this
podcast.
No shade, Marco.
Hold on. So, why did they detain you?
Rodney. Back up.
Okay. I'm sorry.
No, back up from the microphone.
Oh, okay. I'm still loud. Yeah, what did they detain you for, Toya?
When I went down, I asked the lady and the cop that was there, they was, like, really, really cool, and they was laughing. And when I was outside arguing with Michael, he said, get in the car. And I was like, no, why? I didn't do that. He lied. He pushed in the car. He said, I'm going to take you downtown, run your name, and I'm, you know, let you go, fingerprint me. And my friend had my purse, and my ID was in there, so they just took me downtown. I don't know. He fingerprinted me. He said, as long as I had a warrant, and I had to wait 8 hours. That's what took so long, then I got out. Like,
So they did detain you for 8 hours?
Well, they don't know my fingerprints, because my friend, who I came to the bar with, had my purse, my ID was in there, and, you know, I moved to Chicago. For some reason, my name wouldn't come up in their system. I don't know how. I had to get fingerprinted to wait for a fingerprint to come up.
Okay, so you did get fingerprinted. They found out you didn't have a warrant. You're not on parole. So
yeah, all this other shit he's talking about. I'm on parole and all this other.
The parole officer that they gave that he supposedly texted Milan is not true.
What he did? Now, if I see that's that bitch we, parole officer, I ain't been locked up in years. What the fuck am I gonna be on parole for?
I mean,
I don't do all that crazy shit no more.
Okay, I'm just wondering if it's, you know.
Marco be lying and he try to like throw everybody character. Like I can really say a lot about him that I took the time to got to know him personally. Just, yeah, I was a her. Like I don't use him. He's a fucking liar. That's why.
Okay. Well, there you have it, fans. The story for Latoya Herrera. I mean, Latoya.
Don't say that Herrera shit.
I'm sorry. So Latoya Couture are false. She did not get locked up. She did not pull a gun out on Marco, and Marco is lying.
Baby, it's a shame how low the girls will stoop when people leave their house this day. It's really ridiculous.
You should have seen how he was acting in that parking lot. You thought like he was acting for a Grammy or something. He should have just got on the ground and start rolling around. Like,
if I was the cops, mistake girl, bitch, as big as she is, mistake.
Look at that! It's shower shoes and pants suit on with a blouse. That little $9.99.
I would have looked at her, and I would have laughed, honey, baby. Because I remember a story from years ago when my mother beat up my uncle and her boyfriend, and the cops came and they said, "This little lady beat y'all up. Y'all deserve to get your ass whooped." Baby, that's what I would have done if I was the cops. If they looking at Miss Marco and looking at you, girl, I would have said, "Honey, girl." But Miss Marco, if you're out there and you're listening, which I know you are, and you feel like you want to come and tell your side of the story, you're definitely more than welcome to definitely come on. If the phone line is full, just ask somebody to look on Facebook, and we will call you directly and definitely bring you up on the phone lines, and you can definitely tell your side of the story also. This is a format where anybody can definitely tell your story. And I wish the girls that sitting on the other side of the Bronx would stop making posts about me on their Facebook, and I can't see it, but say, girl, you lose, I lose, you win, never that. Okay? Girl, please. What the fuck?
No shade about Marco. You know, when you're that ugly, you'll do anything to make yourself feel better about yourself.
Marco really tried. I wish y'all could have been there, like, when the police let everybody go in, like, he was really trying to, like, if them cops were, like, cool, like a fucked-up officer was really, like, he really, really, like, really tried it. Like, all the little bit, of, I don't fuck with him at all. Like, he need to get his ass whooped. Like, he tried it. Like, you
so,
talk all
so
that shit,
he,
but you keep 911 on speed dial.
Wait, does he want to be a he or a she, or what? Like, or she, he?
I don't know.
No, but is she really mad that, you know, is she mad at you because you
make
more noise as a consumer?
I don't know. He told me when I left that I'd never get my chance again and I'd never make it without him and all this other stuff. Like, he didn't even, his like, nobody even took him serious.
I just gag how the girls just feel so fucking fast on people motherfucking time, Miss Day. So motherfucking shame, Miss Thing. When the girls are nobody, Miss Thing, it's really a shame, Miss Thing. Bitch, I picked that bitch in drag, her first time getting in drag, and she couldn't even fit none of me or Jennifer close, so we wrapped her in the shoot, Miss Thing. And now the girls want to feel fab.
Yes.
Kelly, I need you to get in this chat room.
Hey, what chat room?
In Kansas top.
Miss Thing, I'm in the chat room, Miss Thing. I'm paying those girls no mind in the chat room, Miss Thing. I'm paying them no mind because, baby, if I pay them any attention, Miss Thing, I'm gonna press the block button for the night. And you know we don't come back on until next week Monday. So I'm just, you know, I'm trying to pay them.
Well, you know, we can get her on the line because, what is she going through with you for? You know, she has a problem with me in London. She can press one and call in.
Baby, I don't know. Her problem's with y'all, but it seems like she's taking her problem out on me.
Well, maybe we can get to the bottom of it. Let
me let you girls know. See, I don't even want to read what you girls in the chat room, Miss Day, girl, baby, okay? Baby, yeah, the girls want to sit here and say that y'all make my show, Miss Day. I'm not even going to entertain the fact of you girls, Miss Day, girl, okay? Because you girls, bitch, y'all can go and y'all can listen to Nicole's show. Y'all can go and listen to Milan's show. Y'all can go and listen to the Lesbian show. Y'all can go and listen to all those other shows that y'all want to listen to. But one thing y'all must remember, bitch, there will never be another motherfucking Kelly, Miss Thing, okay? Because I don't give a fuck what the girls do to me in this motherfucking season. I will never be a bitch to bite my tongue. You must remember, all those other bitches, they have to bite their tongue and hold their composure because they're worried about what happened, what's going to happen to their children and what's going to happen with them when they hit the back of the floor. Never be a bitch to be motherfucking scared. Bitch, and that's the difference. That's what makes this show the number one show, because I don't bite my motherfucking tongue.
Yes, 15, go on.
And someone just told me to please refer to Marco as Large Marge.
Not Large Marge.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Ain't that messy? But me and Marco was cool to the Herrera bar. Marco wanted to talk about how people make their money, but he needed the way I made my money to pay for his car, the flyers, the trophies, and everything else, because he ain't got no money.
Oh.
But why he want to talk about how people make their money? Like, it's true for the food. You know how many times he came over and borrowed money from me? How many times I had to pay for the tables because Marco didn't have the money and thought we were going to stand up? Why he always want to talk about people like he got this extraordinary job? I know what it is.
We'll open up the phone line. The phone lines are definitely open for y'all convenience.
Yes, let's take the callers.
718-304, you're live on the air.
Hey, Kelly. Hey, everyone.
What's going on?
And how you doing, darling?
I'm fine. I just want to say it's sad how you can be friends with your girlfriend or whatever, but when you start telling the truth, then they have issues with you. It don't make sense, you know. I mean, it's just real sad. You know, that's a reference to you, Kelly, with you and Nicole. I know y'all good girlfriends, but I guess as soon as you started telling the truth, then, you know, now she has an issue.
I didn't even do anything. I don't know, like I was speaking with James Icon earlier. I was lost in the sauce. I didn't know. I wasn't on. The only thing I did on Facebook while I was in Miami was take pictures from my phone and mobile upload them. I never made no statuses or nothing when I was in Facebook. I did not know anything about this video. I didn't know anything about London's tea party, and I'm reading the call and all of this stuff. But I'm getting the backlash. But, you know, I always get the backlash because, you know, I get the backlash and I get all the gripe from everybody.
Kelly, this is my show.
And then they call Jasmine and they went to Jasmine. Oh, Kelly did this and Kelly did that and Kelly did that. Bitch, I keep telling these girls, stop calling motherfucking Jasmine and talking to Jasmine, hitting Jasmine up on Facebook. I am damn near 40 years old, Miss Day. Hit me up and speak to me. By you going to Jasmine, all that's going to do is put me in more motherfucking rage.
Kelly,
wow.
and caller, sweetie, enough about Nicola, like, really, you know. I just don't think
London, you and Maya, y'all got the party started last week, so y'all really need to watch it going off, honey.
No, the video got the party started, but the video is done with.
Right, and I thank you.
Right, and the video was about me. Do you see me complaining and crying and, you know?
Well,
Nicole only had 3 seconds in the video.
Right, she should be thankful, shouldn't she?
Yeah.
Would she have been happier if they would have announced her show on there?
London,
you are a mess. Well, you know, of course, Kelly's going to get the backlash of it because, you know.
I get the backlash, Miss Thing, and then everything, Nicole's sitting up here and she's writing on her page, Miss Thing, it's being forward to me, Miss Thing. It's not a wrong, okay? And I'm getting the backlash for everything you're saying because she's sitting in her house right now and she's listening to the show on her internet. It's not a wrong. Because a war, you have to have two equal parties that's going to come to the floor and they're going to battle and they're going to do what they do. It's not an equal battle when it comes to Tinge of Chops and the For Real Show. It's not an equal, it's no shade to anybody, because I don't want nobody to take this as shade. It's not a battle when it comes to Tins and Chops and the A-List. There is no battle. There is no real mistake. You have to have enough ammo to have a battle or to have a war. There is not one with any of those shows against this show, Mistake, okay? Not at all, Mistake. Not when you only have, when you only have 7 to 14
I can tell you,
go back and go through the logs of Tins and Chops, Mistake, and take and compare me doing a Monday night show, Mistake, and a Tuesday night show, and compare it to a Wednesday night show when the girls were doing a Wednesday night show, and let y'all see the stats and everything.
I don't have to go back
into my inbox and pull up all the messages with the girls reading and all types of things and say, I was trying to be nice. I was trying to be a motherfucking sister to motherfucking bitches when bitches was reading down and all types of motherfucking things.
Wait a minute, let me say this. And one thing I can honestly say, I've really learned something from Jasmine's show, you know, on Wednesday. At the end of the day, y'all are going to be sisters. Nothing can come between y'all. You may be upset right now, but the next ball or the next week, you'll be talking and kicking together. This is a radio show. We are personalities. We do as we please.
But the personalities, listen, at the end of the day, you cannot
come back to you. We are people. I have a Facebook. Nicole went to post on my Facebook, Maya Angelou. If she wants to say something to London, London Bridges. Do not take it to Kelly. Do not take it to Jasmine. We are accountable for our own actions. If you find out who we are, if you see us, we are accountable for our own actions. The video was posted. You can go on YouTube. If you watched it, it was a Kiki. Keep it moving. How many times did we sit on this radio show and say, oh, the kids need to grow up, the kids need to grow up?
Kelly.
You are the example for the kids at the end of the day. So don't sit up there and give all this on your Facebook. What kind of mother are you?
Yes.
I have Nicole and London, I mean, Nicole and RR are in queue.
They in queue?
Yes, so come on.
Hold on, honey. Hold on. 347-269, you're live on the air.
Hello, everybody. Can I speak without being yelled and screamed at? Because I really don't have the energy to go back and forth.
Hello, Nicole.
Hi, Rodney. Hi. First of all, I'm not speaking to London. I'm not speaking to Maya. Maya, I do know who you are. Wait a minute. Let me speak, please. I don't want no problems. I'm not speaking to y'all. I can't address y'all because I don't even know who y'all are. So I'm going to push that over there. Now, the reason what me and Kelly is because, Kelly, I was when I said war, let me tell you the war. You know what war I'm talking about. And I'm not talking about a war that has anything to do with the ballroom scene. You remember in my chair, in my house, you are my sister. And all that stuff about you saying about them reading me and stuff, Kelly, they have been doing that and was doing that when I first came on your show. And I defended you and I stood up for you. And I did the same thing. Wait, I'm going to let you speak, London. You can read me all you want because I don't care. I defend Jasmine. I am not in a war with you at radio. I am very grateful that I had the opportunity to express my voice or speak, you know, my stuff on your show and bring the topics that I have. This is not
London, London.
That's fine. That's what they're going to do. That's fine. I'm still going to say what I said in peace. I could never be at war with you. When we both became overall mothers, I jumped on your side, and we were girlfriends, and we were sisters, and I was down right there for you. I am offended because, yes, Jasmine pays for your show. I'm trying to figure out mine, one. And you are my sister. So when I ask you and I come to you and I say, Kelly, talk about the burn arm. Talk about everything else. But let's not talk about things that my baby can roll upon. Is what I said. That's it. And I thought as a friend, like if you would come to me and tell me something like your grandmother or your mother in that term, that you would understand and say, okay, wait, yeah, you're bugging out. But you didn't. So I didn't argue with you and I didn't threaten you and I didn't want to fight with you. I deleted invited everybody so I don't have a problem. What happened on my show yesterday was not about y'all because I didn't even know it was going to happen. See, so I was not fab. God worked that out for me. I didn't know that was going to happen. And it happened, and it was a very good thing. I'm not battling with Jasmine. I heard all the statements. No. But I did want to say to you, Kelly, you say you have the number one radio show. Jasmine says she's paying for it. Then you say, I'm figuring out how I'm going to pay for mine. You know, just think about that statement for a minute. But that's the only reason. And I never intend to disrespect you. And when I see you, bitch, I'm going to get what up. But when it gets that far, like as far as you and I can go, Kelly, I think that as sisters, we have to come beyond politics and all this stuff to say, wait, hold up, because, you know, this bitch, and yes, Kelly, you can go off, but so can I, and you know that. So for us to even be going back and forth, I'm not going to argue with you because I'm going to get sensitive because you're supposed to be my friend. When everybody told me, child, please, Nicole, Kelly is not your friend.
Nicole, why did you block me on Facebook?
Because
Nicole,
I did not want to go through it anymore.
I was in Miami enjoying my birthday.
Okay, but Kelly, you was on the show, you did hear what went on, and I didn't want
to
argue and go back and forth. The people that's booking this,
Nicole,
the internet
wanted to.
Okay, but I have a question. Can I ask a question? You said you blocked Kelly, correct?
Well, hold on, buddy. I had nothing
to do with what was going on
in London's tea party. Whenever I seen them doing something or posting a picture, I said stop. So why did you block me on Facebook?
Because you know what the saying is, and we all are over 30, some of us may not. You was called guilty by association. I'm not going to be associated with somebody that wants to kill you. I'm not going to be associated with somebody that wants to destroy you. And that's just how I feel. It's not an anger. London, with all due respect, and Maya, the problem has nothing to do with you. You know who sisters on this phone? You know who personal business? We know each other. Me and Kelly. And that's all I want to say. And I'm not in a war with nobody.
Hold on. I don't understand because, see, the thing about it is it's confusing to me because you come on the show and you say, I'm not speaking to Maya. I'm not speaking to London. But everything you're referring to about Kelly is personal. That's your sister. You call her on the phone or you text her and you display those feelings to her. If it's not pertaining to the radio show with me saying something or London saying something, how can you hold her accountable?
See, Rodney and Alexis and Jasmine that are listening. Now I'm going to go deeper. Maya, I called my sister.
Nicole,
she was on trial waiting for the verdict, and I decided not to speak to her about that. I called her every day. She was in Atlanta. Y'all don't know nothing. Every day I caught her in the hospital. And when she got up and was walking on the highway, I brought it up to her. I'm not going to go through this with you, Maya. I didn't want to speak to you about it. I spoke and said what I said about London, and that's where that. I'm not in a race with y'all. Thank you very much. And I mean that from my daughter's heart. Thank you. But it's not a race.
What did you say about me, Nicola? I didn't hear it.
I didn't say anything. I just said that I'm not. I didn't say anything, and I'm not going to because I don't even know. So to exhort that energy is too much. I just felt the way I feel, and my feelings are for Kelly, and that's the way I felt. Okay, that's it.
Okay.
All right. Kelly, you can mute me back now. I'm sorry, London. I'm sorry, Maya. You can mute me back, Kelly.
I'll get y'all backlash.
Kelly, 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 Kelly. What I want y'all to do is when the show is over with, y'all talk about that off the air. No disrespect, no shade to nobody, but we're here to talk about ballroom. Whatever, this is sound like it's going to get a little personal with you two. So I just think y'all probably need to handle that without Amaya, without London, without everybody butting in. So that y'all took it.
No, it's not about us butting in. It's supposed to be over.
Maya.
It's confusing to me because it's supposed to be over us. So what the hell is going on? If it's supposed to be from me in London, why, how are we butting in? And I thank you.
Nicole.
Right.
Thank you. Okay.
Oh, hold on. Let me get Larry on the phone so we can hold on. Let me take these two callers and then I'm calling Larry to get him on the phone to talk about his ball. 313-808, you're live on the air.
Oh, I'm sorry, Kelly. This is Eric. I forgot to put my hand down. I was going to ask her, let's play your question.
Is she still there?
All right. Latoya?
Yeah.
Okay, now, you know, you said something earlier, and it kind of went by the wayside. Could you repeat what you just said earlier about borrowing money and all this, you know, because I think this is something I really, really, really want to hear because...
No, Marco Reed, and he made a status today talking about everybody me and all my girlfriends poor and everybody poor. Marco Reed selling it like he got this fabulous job and he got all his coins and he don't. I said he came over to my house plenty of times and asked to borrow money. Right at times, I'd have been involved and paid for tables because he didn't have it like at the Midwest Awards Ball. He told me don't give Ayanna the money because, you know, we're going to get a late table. And I said, no, we're not about to stand up. Like, it was only $150. Like, he be selling it on Facebook like he better than what he is, and he not.
Oh, okay, all right. That's all I wanted to know.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, Eric. The next caller we have is 267902. You're live on the air.
Yeah, what's up? I got
what's
a quick
up?
Hey, what's going on? How are you?
Hi, Ronnie.
What's going on?
Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Nicole.
Listen, I just got a quick question. I'm so confused. Okay, you and Nicole have been friends for a long time outside ballroom, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Both of you.
But sweetie, I was going to let
you
speak.
Shut the fuck up,
Ronnie. I wasn't going to bother you, but we're not talking about Nicola anymore.
Nobody's
we're
listening,
not.
You
we're just
retarded
not.
Voice, bitch. Like, nobody's got time to be listening.
You're like
to
retarded
you.
Voice, bitch.
Oh,
you
God. Anyway, Kelly. Kelly.
But we're not talking. Kelly, do not let her talk about Nicola again, please.
Shut up.
That is a cheat London. We can't stop the people from their voice, London. That's what makes us different from everybody else, London.
Yeah, but London is, like, horrible. So, anyway.
Go along, cheeks.
Sweetie, let me tell you something. I'm Philadelphia's finest as far as the big girls go. They come no lovelier. Bottom line. They come no fatter.
No, thank you.
So, whatever you say about my cheeks.
No fatter?
I paid for them. I like them. We all have flaws. I love mine. You don't even
Nicole,
know who you
Nicole,
are.
Yes. Nicole,
yes.
Don't
right.
argue with London right now. You were talking about
okay.
Kelly. Go
this
ahead.
Is my whole thing. Kelly, why are you going to argue with Nicole and vice versa? Why is Nicole going to argue with you about these two fucking knots that are starting all the trouble? Like, they don't even say who they are. So why would you allow them to stir this up while they're getting a kiki out of
but,
it.
But you still go around
you know
and find
saying?
A way to, like, you know, include, like, me without saying
oh,
my name.
God.
Just say my name, you know, say London.
But, you know, let me
but like,
let me
like
say
Nicole
this,
said,
okay?
She doesn't even know you. You don't even say who you are. Like,
what the situation is, like, bitch, and I'm not going to sit here, bitch. I gag. I haven't spoken to Nicole since that Monday night when she hit me up and I was sitting on the balcony in my hotel room in Miami, she was actually about this video and I did not know what she was talking about. So somebody sent her the video. I did not know what she was talking about. I haven't spoken to Nicole since then. I came home. I've been doing whatever I've been doing, trying to work on getting myself back to where I need to be and get myself fit, you know, and everything. I did not know that I was not a friend on Nicole Page until last night, until I was in my elite chat room, and they said, oh, Nicole has Moldavia on her show. I said, oh, shit, let me go to her page, you know, because I be forgetting that everybody else has a radio show, and there's no shade to nobody that I forget that they have a show, but I actually do be forgetting. So I said, oh, shit, let me go to her page and get the number for her show so I can call and listen to the interview. I go to her page. I was no longer a friend on her page. I never had anything to do with anything that goes on between her and London, between her and Maya. When they post whatever they post, I tell them to stop. I cannot control what they do.
Right.
I'm just like everybody
that.
Else.
I
don't know who these people are. Mistake. I speak to them on Facebook. I communicate with them on Facebook. I don't have their numbers. I don't sit with them on the phone. They're not my girlfriend. Only thing I can do is ask them to stop. They're going to do exactly what they want to do because that's their opinion.
Right. So my
I get the backlash for their opinion.
Why
I don't think that's right because, bitch,
I don't think that I should get the backlash.
Right, I understand that, but why would both of y'all allow them to?
I didn't allow anybody. Nicole allowed them to, not me. I didn't allow them to do anything. That is what Nicole allowed them to do. Nicole let what they did and what they are doing take and, you know, go through her judgment on what she did when she deleted me off of Facebook.
You know what? I can't even say nothing because guess what? You're right about that. She is allowing that.
So Nicole allowed that. I didn't allow that. All I can do is tell them to stop. I don't know these people physically. I can't go and wring their neck or know who the fuck they are. I'm just like everybody else. I'm lost in the sauce and just like everybody else. The only thing I can do is ask them to please stop doing that. That's the only thing I can ask them. If they don't do it, if they don't, they don't. I can't, bitch, what can I do? It's not like it's like, oh, it's Rodney or Alexis, and I can go to them and say,
right,
bitch, okay, stop
so
doing
really
this, bitch. Take that
really
down.
You really don't know who London is.
No, I don't know who London is. I don't know who Maya is.
Oh,
this
my God.
Just like anybody else.
You must not really go much places in your Mercedes or whatever car you got.
Oh,
if you stay on
girl.
The show.
I have quite
please.
A few, baby. Which one are you talking
no,
about? My
you
Lexus
must not go
or my Mercedes?
No place. And you need to worry about where your fifth finger is and not worry about Nicole
that
and
is
Kelly's
such
situation.
A lie. Ronnie, would you
please.
Tell them that is such a lie? I mean, that's such a myth, baby. I got
but
all
nobody
my
needs to know who London is, because if they do, it wouldn't be funny anymore.
Well, you must be a fucking beast because you won't show your face.
Like, only thing I can
no,
do, like, they just posted a picture. Like, Maya just posted a picture of you up in the motherfucking, up in London Tea Party. The only thing I've asked them to do is stop and take the picture down. But that's not, they're not going to listen to me or do what I tell them to do.
They posted a picture of me?
Yes.
Oh, well, I'm not worrying about that because all my pictures are sitting, so it don't matter.
Oh, shit. No,
I'm
sweet,
very,
I love your
listen,
confidence.
Baby, I'm
I love
very
your
secure
confidence.
With
I have
myself.
A lovely night.
Oh, God. I'm very secure with myself, baby. Listen, when
I
walked home back
know.
In 95, 96, I stood next to the best
yeah,
of them before they
there,
had big girl category.
There.
And I've always
yeah.
been a big girl. Okay?
That's lovely.
Yeah, it is. It is. And
you
I don't
know,
need
you,
you
know,
to justify
you walk,
or anybody else
in.
To justify who I am. But I'm not going to argue with you because you know what? You're not even worth my time. Thank you,
oh,
Kelly, Ronnie. Love you, baby. Have a great night.
Okay,
just
the next caller we have is 516-232. You're live on the air. 516-232. You're live on the air.
Hey Kelly, I want to give a shout out to the Trans Health Conference in Philadelphia and the mini ball. It was a good time. It was a lot. I learned a lot about pre-op and post-op transsexuals, and it was a lot about the trans health in general, and it was just a nice time. I wish the girls would have came out and took advantage of the good information out there, and I want to give a shout out to Kevin Prodigy, and you know Kevin, Prodigy, the father, Prodigy, me and Prodigy, yeah, he won Old Way at the mini ball, the foundation ball of the ballroom. So I just wanted to give a shout out to Philadelphia, my hometown. I just came back. I had a good time, and you know. And God bless, you know, everyone in the ballroom.
Thank you, darling.
Baby,
all right.
those drugs.
No, it was no drugs, London. I don't even know you, London. Come behind the phone, Miss Dang. You're always behind the phone and the computer. Come in person. I'm Nicole Perla. Okay? Bye. Can you put me back on hold? I'm just listening.
Okay, thank you. Oh, no, we're calling Larry now. We get Larry on the...
London, you are a mess.
I know. I just always get out of skin.
Hello?
Hello, Larry. Hold on. Let me get Malcolm on the phone. Hold on. It's a race.
Come on, Larry.
Hey, what's going on, Ron?
Hold on, let me get Malcolm on the phone now. I'm calling Malcolm now.
Hello.
Hello, Malcolm, Larry, Malcolm. You're on the air, honey. Can you please let us know about the Inferno Ball this weekend in Louisville?
What's up, everybody? Hey, Kelly.
Hey.
Hello.
What's up, Malcolm?
What's up? Alexis Snow. I like that name for you. This weekend in Louisville, Kentucky is the fourth installment of the Inferno Ball. It's me, Malcolm, and my best friend, Isa Descada. She walked Drags Runway. She was also a part of this event. As you all know, she passed in February. And, you know, we're still going to honor her at this event. And, you know, she was, you know, one of the main people that, you know, had this event with us. We've been working on this event for like almost a year now. It just, you know, so we're still going to have everything go as possible, go as smooth as possible. And we're starting on time. Like, I know people stress this time thing, but we really have to be out of the building by 3 o'clock with no extensions. You know, give us an extra hour already as it is. So, you know, the judges know who they are. They know to be there by 10 o'clock when they got to pay to get in. You know, we've made them, you know, band to get in and everything, so they know to be there. So, we started at 10 o'clock. LSS will be at 10. Doors open at 9. We actually got a whole weekend of events planned from Friday up until Monday. So Friday, we're going to the club. Saturday, we got the ball and at the party. Sunday, we're going to play kickball in the park and have a free barbecue. We got an aftermath on Sunday. Then Monday, we're going to well, Margarita Monday is on Monday. Then we're going bowling Monday night. That's like that's the gist of the weekend of events that we have going.
So, if anybody's on the phone line, that y'all have any questions, you know, the girls always want to wait until the last minute and wait until Saturday and want to call the promoters and ask questions about the ball. This is the time where you can definitely ask your questions and get all your questions answered. The phone lines are definitely open, so feel free to definitely press 1 if y'all have any questions, if y'all going to Louisville, because don't wait until the day of the ball to be one of the call promoters. They have other things better to do than be trying to answer somebody's phone call and try to get questions answered and stuff. I have a lot of running around. So the phone lines are definitely open. So can y'all talk about some of the categories that y'all have this weekend?
Question, Kelly. Fred, Malcolm, Larry.
Go ahead.
Okay. For the grand prize, which is the runway, it says star, statement, and legend, correct?
Right.
Okay. So within each group of the categories, like within the stars, you will have the All-American, big, tall, small group. Everybody's walking separately, or you have everybody walking against each other, so there's only one star left. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay. And also, because of, you know, the creativity and what the category is calling for, like with some of the judges or whatever, will you be judging effects first before they get the chance to walk, or will they be walking without showing the effect, or will you be doing it all in unison? How will you be doing that?
It'll be done all in unison. We, for that category, we have, you know, icons and legends judging the runway category, so it's not going to be people who don't know what runway is and how it should look. So I think it picked a very, very fair panel for the runway half. But, yeah, it's going to be done all in unison because you should be able to look and tell somebody, look, what it's given
right
as a walking.
Those were questions that came across my desk. Some more come across, I'll hit you up.
I just want to stress to everybody who's walking the grand prize for the 1,000 hit, there is a $20 pot for each participant that walks runway that night. So be mindful of that as well.
Yeah, honey. Well, what other categories you have besides the $1,000 grand prize?
We have female figure performance of $500, glamour rock. We also have $500 between sex iron. foot and eyewear for $250, schoolboy for $100, and there are Larry. You missing any?
We got Real Sort of Twist is $150. Witch Queen Vogue film is $200. Witch Queen face is $100. Female figure face is $100. We have realness. Female figures is $150. It's two trophies. It's broke down to one film queen winner and one drag queen winner. Well, I'm sorry, one bushman up and drag winner. And it's broken down up into pretty girl versus big girl versus school girl versus Benji girl versus 9-to-5 girl. So I know the figures don't really have a chance to really break down into a category, so we want to try that. We want to see how that comes off.
Oh, yes, honey.
And
blue girl's going to be cute, honey.
Also, for sex iron, we ask that you do, it tells you to bring it with a picture. A picture is needed. It doesn't have to be filled, but a picture is your prop for your the sex sign category. Any type of picture. It doesn't have to be white.
Amy, by picture, it means not a picture, but a picture of water. You don't need water in the picture because we don't want to have to clean up the floor, but if you bring water, you know, you can, but, you know, it's not required to. But make sure everything is white. The band on your underwear, everything needs to be white because I've seen people get chopped for not having all white on for certain categories. So if it says all white, everything needs to be white. Shoes, everything has to be white. Meantime, anything that says all of any color, make sure it's all of one color.
Oh, so what y'all boil, if it says all white or all red, y'all want them from head to toe?
Yes, head to toe,
right.
All white.
Shoes are not an exception at this ball, honey, like at most balls. So girls, get it together.
And please be on time. This ball will start on time with or without you. Jack will be in the building at 10 o'clock, so please be there.
So,
I know, that's right. Larry, can you inbox me the host hotel, please?
Also, the host hotel, we originally had one host hotel. It's booked up, and if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, wait, Malcolm, hold on. Somebody told me that they called the hotel last week and they still got that rate. So y'all might still be able to call the host hotel because they told me that the cutoff rate was May 8th, but someone called me and told me that they called the hotel last week and someone gave them the rate still. So you can probably, you know, call at nighttime maybe and get that rate, not during the day when the manager's there. But the rate is $79. It's a Holiday Inn. It's a host hotel, which is like 2 minutes from the ball, like directly around the corner. There is a shuttle from the hotel to the ball that's up until 11 o'clock. And that number is 502-448-2020, and I'll put it on my page, and I inbox you, Kelly, too, as well. So you all can try that hotel, but there are two other hotels that are near there. One is an old Best Western. It's called America's Best Value Inn. That's $60. And there's a Days Inn on Cane Run Road, which is $75. But anything by the airport will get you here within, like, three exits. So, also, for people riding the Greyhound and Megabus, the Greyhound and Megabus is, like, 10 minutes from downtown. Don't get on the expressway if you're getting in the cab. They're going to try to get you for your money. Try to tell them to go up 9th Street and take you right to the ball. So it'd be, like, a 10-minute bus drive. I mean, 10-minute cab drive to the ball from the Greyhound or Megabus station.
Also, anybody walking Twist, there's no effects for Twist. You come in, you're voguing in your clothes that you get your tense for realness in.
Oh, they got to get their tense for realness? So
Landon.
That's going to be a lot of people walking.
Landon.
I'm here.
You're never there.
Hold on. CJ, you're live on the air.
Hey, London, Maya. Hey, Ma. What's up, Larry and Malcolm?
Hey, yes, how are you?
I'm good, I'm good. So, Larry,
hello,
Malcolm, is there a pool party?
Is there a pool party?
DJ, did you not
party.
Know that Rodney and Alexis, they also have intros?
I didn't hear it. So, what's up, Rodney? Hey, Davey.
What's up?
I have a question for Maya.
Yes,
hello.
I didn't
even know you was on it. I'm sorry.
Hey, I know you were there either.
How's everybody?
Hello.
The other night when we were on Jasmine's show, you came in with the news flash, and you said that Milan is a 007. Am I correct?
No, that wasn't me. It was somebody else on the panel that said that. That wasn't me.
Right. It was one of the callers.
Yeah, it was a Butch Queen.
Because there was some controversy in my text.
Yeah, that was the Ghost Whisperer.
Oh yes, you're right. You are so right. I apologize. But anyway, tonight I had to go on Milan's show to try to correct an error because, as it was said, I hit him up on Facebook and I asked him, was he a 007? I said, are you a 007? And he hit me back and he said, no, I'm a Blahnik. But then the next day, it got twisted that I had asked Milan to come to the House of Chanel and give him overall father position. And I was like, where's all that coming from? Just from one question, are you a 007? So
wow.
I just say that to say that, you know, we have to stop twisting all of this stuff around just for ratings, you know. And thank God, Kelly, you don't do things just for ratings. You do them for facts. But I clarified it, and, you know, everything is fine. But, you know, it's just really getting to be too much with, you know, everybody just trying to tear everybody down. And before you know it, you know, as soon as we're trying to bring unity in the ballroom scene, there's other things that's just tearing it apart. And we just need to be more mindful of what we're doing to each other because we are really all we have at the end. Society doesn't want us around. You know, we barely have enough of our friends who are still here. Everybody's dying like flies. You know, so we need to grasp the friends that we have. And Kelly, you know for a fact that you and Nicole are really good friends, and y'all need to iron that situation out. And I really hope that you guys fix it. And at the end of the day, you know, I don't know London and I don't know Maya, but I also know that they do what they do out of fun. I'm almost sure that you're not malice in your hearts to, you know, anything negative like that.
Right.
So I
mean,
to say that.
Yeah.
It's a character. That's all.
Yes. At the end of the day, we go to school, we go to work, we make a living. You know, it's fun.
And when I come back next year, I'm going to come back as a character. I'm not coming back as myself.
Yes, we want to come back as a character. Yes, cause
right, Kelly? Kelly, can I do that?
Baby, when I tell you, maybe next year is definitely going to be a lot of changes. That's definitely going to be happening with this
Don't
show
stop
next
that
year.
Shit.
Trust me, when we come back September 3rd, it's definitely going to be a lot of fucking changes.
And you know something, I want to give kudos to Alexis because I hear Alexis on a lot of different shows and stuff, you know, just making, you know, comments and suggestions or whatever the case may be. But she's always 100, and she doesn't change from one show to the next show. She's just very Alexis, and I just want to commend you on that because I listen to you, and you back up what you say. If you said something, you say you said it, and you can repeat it verbatim. And I like the way you keep people in check. Kudos.
Thank you, R. Well, Kelly, speaking of, Bobby asked me a question earlier, and I just want to make sure that I did clarify that the Blahniks and the Allures, per the Atlanta Alliance, are out of the running for House of the Year in Atlanta due to the fight or whatever that happened at Vito and Pampers Ball. So, yes, Rodney, both of the houses are out of the running for House of the Year.
So back to the pool party.
TJ, so are you on here to make sure that the Ms. Rahis are going to support their ball, unlike how they supported yours?
Oh,
right,
TJ. TJ, do you know if the Ms. Rahis don't give all their money out at their ball, are they still going to be in the running to become an America's Next Top Drag Superstar?
Yes.
I'm going to listen, y'all have a father of that house on the phone. Larry, you can answer all of that. Well, I don't know about money issues.
I'm talking to you.
And I paid you.
You know, after they didn't support your ball, you was giving boycott and you was leaving the house type cheese. So I just want to make sure you know.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Before we get out of control with that, when did anybody ever once hear me say, I'm leaving the house of Mizrahi?
Let me look. Hold, that was on Ubu. Let me see if I can pull it up.
Yeah!
Please pull it up on Ubu. Please pull it up.
And you know, you gag because your Uvo conversations be there from 5 years ago.
We don't have Uvo conversations. We all be on phone.
Hold on, y'all. We have another caller. The next caller I have is 312-567. You're live on the air.
Yo, what up, bitch, the cool balls with that one ass titty? What up, bitch, hey, Kelly?
I don't think we're the caller, but we're not going to do this caller.
What did you say?
Anything else you would like to say? I guess not.
Anybody got time for that?
Yes.
So, TJ, how's it going, baby?
I'm good. Still in Chicago.
Hold on. I want to find out more about this girl, honey.
Marks the spot. Oh, my God.
Are your personalities okay on this show tonight?
Hold on.
TJ.
Larry and Malcolm, what category are y'all most anticipated to want to see?
Runway. I just want to see everybody come out and be very creative and bring the Zodiac to life.
Runway. I want to see Runway, Sex Tower, and Film Picker Performance, honestly. Runway, because that was where my best friend walked, and we talked about this category, seeing, like, people and their effects, who would do what or whatever, and, you know, how she imagined people walking Runway and what they were going to bring. Then this Sex Tower, is just always seeing people in white. Sex Tower's in all white. I think people look the sexiest in white for me. And then I love seeing the girls Vogue at the $500. I don't think there have been that much up here what actually got to the category as well. So I'm really looking forward to seeing that. And I will say this.
Are they actually Vogue or we talk about spins and dips?
They're going to Vogue. They're going to
get the
five
elements of Vogue.
Well, a lot of the girls don't even have three elements.
Larry.
What's up, Rodney?
Based on the time, I mean, I know you said you're going to start on time, but, you know, sometimes circumstances don't allow you to. But seeing a grand prize, $4,000, plus $20 pot, plus all the girls bringing effects, creativity, all that type of stuff. If the category is placed close to the end of the ball, once the time restraints show, will you be moving the category, all the grand prize categories and the mini grand prize categories, so you can get to them for the people to be allowed to walk?
The grand prize is not close to the last category. If people have ample amount of time to come and properly get dressed, we have a second dressing room for everyone. So everyone have proper time. It's all about being on time, not carrying in the hotel rooms because this is cash that's given out to the house members. So.
I'm letting the judges know. If they're not there by the first half, when they're told to be by there, if they ain't there, then their house will lose representation for that half or the panel. So I'm sure they're going to make the judges get there on time. Cause I'm sure they want their house to lose representation.
So what you're saying is at 10 o'clock when you're ready to start your ball, if four judges are not there, they're going to be replaced by four other people?
Once the LSS is finished.
Yeah, after LSS is over with, if the judge that we picked out are not there for that house, then if we got we have like nine judges each half. If we got seven judges there, then, you know, we're going with those seven judges that are there that are present at that time. And that's what we're going
to
go with.
You do need, you have a limited amount of time to be out of the ballroom, so you need to try to start on time, even if you only have seven judges.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if we have to start the ball with five judges, I will, because it has to really we have to be done by three. And I don't want to have to rush categories or whatever, but I'll start with five judges.
Who is this?
This is Larry.
Hold on, we have another caller.
Wait, Kelly, before you go to the caller, I have a suggestion. If the performance category gets too long, you should start chopping the girls with dirty socks.
No, I'm not about to just get a shitty pants like Ashley did.
Hold on. 312-567, you're live on the air.
Go ahead, Alexis. It's Tony White. You been looking for me?
Sweetie, you are trying too hard to sound like a man.
Yes, smoking cigarettes tonight.
Y'all, Kiki.
You sound like you smoking Winston Salem, baby.
I do want to say this, Kelly. Kelly, I want to say this, too. The bar closes at 2 o'clock. So if y'all want to get y'all drinks and get there, the bar closes at 2 o'clock. The venue begins at 3. So make sure y'all there.
And what part is Simply Sex Siren of the bar?
We're not listening to order categories until you get there at the other bar. But I will say,
I think it would... Not to cut you off, but I think it would be in your best interest due to your time restraints that you post your order categories online.
Yes.
That way the kids will know that they need to be there. I really think that would be in your best interest.
Yeah.
Because
either way, they're going to have to pay to get in.
Yeah, either way they got.
But I can reassure you, I don't mean no shade, but honey, ain't no Sim Queen coming after 2 o'clock without no liquor, baby. Is it the BYOB? Is it to bring your own
title? No, because the ball ends at 3 o'clock. The ball ends at 3 o'clock, so we got to be there by 3 anyway.
Everyone listen, the ball will end at 3 o'clock.
And
so don't come in
at 10 o'clock.
The ball begins at 10. So don't think you're going to come strolling in there. This is not Atlanta function for the girls who live in Atlanta, who come to the ball at 2 or 3. You will gag.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
How many categories do you have?
I kind of agree with Larry myself. Like when me and James had our ball, we didn't post the categories. I mean, we didn't pass out the order category sheets until LSS was over. People would get to the ball. So they don't know when the category was, so they don't have to lag off. They can't call their girlfriend and say, oh, your category in the second half, so we got time. We can just stay in the room and relax and chill. Or we can go do this, we can do that. Get to the ball so we can enjoy it and get it over with.
Mm. Bitch, I hate coming to a ball and have to sit around and wait.
Well, you can do a
category sheet. We have 31 categories. That's how many categories we have.
Oh, that's not bad. That's not bad.
Bitch,
we actually added.
That's a lie.
Right.
I haven't been in Louisville in a long time, honey.
Ever heard on?
Larry.
Heard of. Rodney.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
What's the most categories you've ever seen in a ball? Because you're a frequent ball goer.
43.
That's about 40-something.
Who would
Larry,
happen?
I got
did
a question.
They ever get through it?
No.
I didn't think so.
Larry.
Go ahead.
Do your ball count for the year?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Larry, I got a question for you that just came through to me. Do the school boys have to battle their partner?
They do at the end.
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, your partner that you walk in, you got to battle at the end. I mean, just at the end. But we already know that's not going to happen.
Baby.
So you're not going to come and be like that.
You know, that's why I said I love
you
guys.
I'm not going
to
be
going to the end, GJ.
I'm
ran for my life. And then the smoke got me. Anybody got
you still walk to school, boy?
I got bronchitis.
Yes, GJ still walk to school, boy, with staying at 34.
Oh, Kelly. 34.
Yes, welcome to Schoolboy getting slayed like a film queen.
Oh, shit. Y'all is a fucking kiki. But it's definitely going to be a great, it's definitely going to be a great war, honey. Larry always gives a fabulous function, honey. So, you know, it's definitely going to be cute this day. I could just imagine this day, girl.
Kelly,
I believe also who's the commentators?
Kelly.
The commentator is Jack and the DJ is Vaughn. That's who we have.
Okay. And also we have Ballroom Throwback both nights for the aftermath as well. The aftermath grand prize is team performance. So that should be hot as well.
Okay. Now since y'all talked about the aftermath,
Oh, wait a minute. Can I please say something, please?
Oh, wait, hold on, Maya. Wait, hold on, because...
Yeah.
Is this to the bottom of it? Is this past team performance, team performance?
Say that again?
Is this past team performance or team performance?
Get it one more time.
Very muffled. Kelly, your phone sounds horrible.
Like rubber style team.
I said, is this tag team performance or is this team performance?
Is it just team performance?
Oh, so it's a team.
You getting out there doing your help me up number again?
No. Because I just need to know, Miss Dane, because the girls don't know what team performance is. And
no,
this is why
there,
girls,
help me
and
up,
all the
girls
and
me.
All the girls want to come out and they want to do, you know, tag team performance and they don't know what team performance is. So I guess the girls have about 5 days, Miss Thing, and they need to do their history and do their homework that is walking team performance and know exactly what team performance is, Miss Thing.
No, what you do
is it's like rumble style.
Oh, it's rumble style. Oh, so that's tag team performance, that's not team
performance. Right.
Right.
And for the aftermath, the first venue, you can't, you know, do any illegal activity in the first venue. But the aftermath, kind of like anything goes. You can go skiing in the aftermath. You can have a blizzard in there. You can smoke, drink. You can bring your own bottle. You can buy like at the bar. Whatever happens in the aftermath happens. So, y'all, it'll give y'all more of a, you know, after-hours type feel.
Oh, that sounds like one of those sex party Maya be going to.
Shay? Kelly.
Yes?
You going to be a cheerleader or are you going to play kickball Sunday?
Excuse me? I love to play kickball and mall with children. That is.
Larry.
Yeah.
Somebody just sent me a text asking about security at the venue.
Yes, we have security on both floors.
I have security officers. And there will be a police officer outside, a real officer outside, too.
Yes, because please, I need security.
Oh, London, you're going to be in Kentucky?
Yeah.
So it should be into rest of the weekend.
But he kind of made me want to save my money for the after ball.
Why?
Going to be a lot of festivities there.
You are a fucking bad.
And one more thing.
I
want
to wish you all a good night. I have to get up for work in the morning. Alexis, thank you for three-waying me. And
you are.
I will hopefully hear you all next Monday. God be with you and have a great evening.
Yes.
You do.
Praise the Lord. And Kelly, I want to say this too, real quick. We're going to do a $5 entry fee up until, well, it'll be free until 11 o'clock. After 11 o'clock, you got to pay $5 to go in and out because there's no smoking in there. We're trying to keep everybody in the building as much as possible to avoid people going outside. You know, hopefully, you know, we
have that. That is so fierce.
That's not fair.
No, I don't think it's fair either, because I mean, if you can't smoke in the facility, that's
Alexis, please, Alexis, because you already know what you smell. Mistake.
Girl, well, that just because you chain smoke all damn night, Kelly, that don't mean everybody else. Bitch, you just won't smoke a motherfucking cigarette at the damn ball unless you go pay $5 every time you start thinking about it.
Baby,
okay?
Kelly, go bust through in and out that door without paying. What y'all talk about?
Larry's not gonna charge mother. Mister,
because
you know I
got to
come to Kentucky. I
got to
already. You already
snapped. Kelly, you're no longer Miss Rahi, so your privileges don't count anymore.
I have a breaking news.
Yes.
Yes, breaking news is someone said it's reportedly London from the movie Belly who jumped off the balcony and cut the lady's throat. And I thank you.
Huh?
What? I can't.
What?
Okay.
They said that was you who jumped off the balcony and cut the man's throat in the movie Belly. And there was Mother Cola in the back of the party shaking her ass in the colorful pants with that tear hair.
Amaya, I think they prescribed you the wrong drug, sweetie.
Alexis, don't try me, Alexis, okay? What's that, okay, Alexis? I'll definitely be in Kentucky, honey. I'm leaving Friday night. I'm leaving Friday night at 12 o'clock from Philadelphia with the icon, the founding father, me and Prodigy, and the rest of the Prodigy. We will definitely be in Kentucky. We're definitely going to have a good time, and we're definitely going to shake it up this day. So I don't like the fact that y'all having me at the Holiday Inn. I like that at Motel 6 this day when I was able to bust up into all the girls' hotel room.
Did you think
you cooked
your fried chicken?
The Motel 6 was fabulous thing. I was walking into the girls' room and the girls were sucking dick. And every day the last time I went to Kentucky, it was really cool, honey. I don't know how I'm going to get into the girls' hotel room in the Holiday Inn.
Oh, my God. What was TJ doing, baby? What was TJ doing?
TJ wasn't doing a motherfucking thing.
TJ had about a good 3 people with him.
TJ was on the staircase.
TJ was over there at the Scouter's room when the Ebony was getting fucking shitted everywhere. Mother Bianca and Mother Bianca and Lisa was in her room with the producer Trey, matching his tray.
All the Ibisu cut the seat and the woman and the dad that I was sitting on the edge of their bed, waking them up, telling them that the party wasn't over.
Oh, pass me not, oh, gentle savior.
Don't forget Tiana's story.
Kentucky is really fun, girls. I'm telling you, you have definitely had a blast, mister. Once the ball is over and the girls go to dinner that's not full, mister, and go back to the hotel, the girls stay up all night and run through the hotel and terrorize the hotel. It's definitely
you,
cute.
Tell you know what? Now that you said it, Kentucky was the first time I became Alexis Snow. Now that I think about it, that was my first time.
Yeah, Kelly.
Yes.
Yeah, did you tell Latron you were coming into the state, honey?
Oh, shit.
Excuse me?
And I thank you.
Watch out, please, honey. Baby, okay, baby? Honey.
Yeah.
I'm in the works, honey. I'm in the works to work it on something. Honey, please. Girl, please. Okay. My divorce is not finalized as of yet.
Wait, where is the $5 foot loan? We didn't have a $5 foot loan last night.
You was with in Atlanta.
Oh. With time.
The woman I was with in Atlanta. I wasn't with nobody but the nurses and the doctors when I was in Atlanta and Alexis before I went to the hospital.
Don't lie on me, bitch. I ain't got nothing to do with that.
Baby, I was with Alexis and Ken.
Don't lie on me.
Kelly,
leave me and my son out of that.
Kelly, who you went to the Kelly, who did you go to the big girl dinner with?
Who did I go to the big girl dinner with?
No,
not yet. Who's this talking to me? Hello?
What'd you say?
Who's talking to me?
Who the hell was that talking to her?
Who's talking to me? Who asked me that question?
That was Malcolm.
Malcolm, stop trying it, Malcolm, okay? Malcolm, keep it fucking cute, Malcolm. When I see you, I'll ring your fucking ears, Malcolm, okay? Baby, I don't know where that person is at, Malcolm. I haven't spoken to that person since they texted me on my birthday and said happy birthday, and I ain't speak to that person from 3 weeks before that.
Oh, my God, you know what I meant to say, y'all? I know this don't got nothing to do with the show, baby.
Interesting.
But listen, did you hear about the lady that bit the baby's arm of in the stroller? What the hell is going on, y'all? Seriously.
Ooh, the girls are being messy tonight. The girls are asking about a lot of things tonight, honey. I see where this is going, honey.
So, Kelly, who that you was trying to set up your date with in to be in Kentucky?
First of all, I'm not trying to set up anything with anybody in Kentucky, okay, baby? When I got
girl,
in Kentucky,
on,
baby,
so,
I was
so,
in Kentucky
on,
around
wait,
like 8, 9 o'clock that morning, baby. I'm going to go in my room, and I'm going to go to sleep, Miss Thing. I'm going to wake up, and I'm going to make my smoothie because, you know, I carry my blender with me whenever I go out of state, bitch, for more than a day. Bring my smoothie maker with me to make my smoothie. I'm going to go to sleep. I'm going to relax. I'm going to go to the ball, and I'm going to go back to my hotel room, baby. I'm going back to my hotel room by myself. I don't go backwards, I go forward.
Well, wait a minute, Mother. Did you wake up to get you a cold pop? Yes.
Hello?
Maya, keep it cute, okay?
Yes. What did I call
the question? Keep it, Maya, keep it really cute, okay?
I told you I wanted to say something.
What call? Shit.
Right. $5.
$5.
Yes,
I'm here. So, Roddy, did you enjoy that sex hour category? You look like you was a little hungry.
Yes, that's her messy ass.
Before Roddy go into that, baby, I don't know who that Escada child is, baby, from motherfucking Connecticut, but baby, that body and that ass was so motherfucking right at that motherfucking ball, baby.
I think Roddy will agree too, right?
Yeah, he was very entertaining. He, you know, he was nice. He was a Scotta from
definitely a Scotta, and he definitely has a boyfriend. You know, I did my investigation.
Roddy will sit down there. Kelly, you had to get it. Roddy will sit down there. He had his cocktail in his hand. And he couldn't even get his drink down. He looked like he could say cheers to his ass when he was looking at what the child was walking around. He had to get it then. I said, Roddy looking a little parched over there.
Maybe he wasn't parched because of that. He was parched because of the heat. I stayed in the back all night by the window and nobody seen me, honey, until I came up to the front for that funky-ass category.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes.
So when are we doing our last? When is the last Monday of the season?
It's gonna be Monday. Every day is gonna be only on Mondays until September 3rd. September 3rd, 4th, and 5th. It'll go back to Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays.
Oh, I thought we were taking a break off of Monday too. I was about to say I would have made it hot on the last Monday. But
No, Maya. You just came around, Maya. We've been around for 3 years.
I've been here since day one, honey. See, you about to get it started.
Starting June 1st,
we only do Mondays and we do recaps. The only way we'll do another show in between that, and it'll be posted on everybody's Facebook, mine's Alexis Rodney, if something really, really major happens during the summertime and we can't wait for Monday, we'll come and do a show on Tuesday or Wednesday. But that is something that is drastic and major.
Well, why can't me and London have our own night?
Baby, But y'all would have to hit Jackson up on Facebook.
No, I don't want a night with her. No.
It's so much clarity you could do in a full 2 hours, lady.
Right.
Baby, you know. And, but you know why? I only do it on Monday nights and do the recaps on Monday. Because in the summertime, nobody actually wants to sit in their house from 11 until 2 in the morning listening to no show. People want to be out doing things in the summertime. And, you know, so that's why we only do it on Monday nights, you know.
Well, majority of the girls don't come out in the daytime anyway. No shame.
Stop talking about Alexis like that, Maya.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry, Mrs. Claus.
Hold on, Maya. Listen, young man. What she's not going to do, you follow your mom if you want to. She's the only one who stays in the house in the daytime. Because I can walk the streets during the day with no problem.
I am the streets. And I think.
Well, Lord.
Ladies, hold on, y'all. We got a caller. 215-869, you're live on the air.
Yes, please don't give Maya in London no time, no show.
Oh, you know, y'all really want to listen to them on Tuesday night if you was to come on a Tuesday?
No, I'm just so glad there's other people on the show when they're on to block them out sometimes.
Oh, shit.
Hi. And caller, may I ask who you are?
Who are you?
Who are you?
We're not going to go back and forth with the who are you, who are you.
Yeah,
oh,
we're not.
Shit.
Can I say
what y'all on a Tuesday night? What are y'all doing to the girls, Maya and Lange?
Oh.
I don't know. They're just so mad.
You know, no comment.
And I think you.
Oh, my
Matt,
God.
Maya, we should definitely do a Tuesday now. We have haters.
Oh, shit. Oh, no, we got another caller. 240-619, you're live on the air.
I love Maya. I think she's the best, but London is the worst.
Oh, shit.
The fucking worst.
That voice is
shut
the worst.
Shut up, bitch. You
actually,
are the worst.
Before you
the
came
worst.
Through here.
But wait a minute. That's my sister. You can't get smart with her like that.
I feel
if you don't
so
want...
sorry for you that that's your sister. I feel very bad for
oh,
you.
Oh, shit.
Very
oh,
bad.
So now we have an African on the line.
You sound horrid. You're not from London.
They attack y'all tonight, honey.
No, I know that is
from Alabama,
no,
bitch.
I'm sorry. Oh,
you're from
oh,
Alabama,
sorry.
Bitch.
He
what?
You're from Alabama, bitch.
Oh, go practice your voice a little
you're
more,
from
sweetie,
Alabama,
before you
bitch.
Fire.
You need to practice your voice, bitch.
Like your voice.
Is that a go?
Horrible.
No.
Horrible. You're horrible. Just horrible.
Okay, it's Maya versus London versus the African.
Horrible.
Grandpa
you sound
Maya.
Horse.
You are African. I am going to show you the way.
Follow
I
me, love
you,
I Maya.
You.
I love you, Maya.
I don't go back and forth for African.
You sound horrible. Shut up.
Oh, why you at Miss London like that?
She's
horrible.
I don't go
horrible.
Back and forth.
Why is she horrible?
Carla, Carla, what's your name, Carla? What's your name, baby?
She sounds like
if
she's
I call
an
you could never.
Care.
You could never
Carla,
be a Miss London.
You're an
sweetie.
Intensive care, bitch.
you are so late for just making up the voice and just now coming on up. You say you have to go to work. You are so late for that.
Fuck y'all. Thank you, caller, for definitely calling in. If anybody else is on the phone lines and y'all have any questions for Malcolm or London, y'all can feel free to definitely press 1. If y'all want to call
London.
Or y'all want to read London, Maya,
oh,
Alexis.
Maya, you mean...
Maybe press 1, honey, if y'all dare to enter the, you know, the dungeon.
Kelly, don't you mean, do they have any questions for Malcolm or Larry?
Oh, girl. I'm so fucked up, Malcolm. I'm so, girl.
That was so
sad. Let me tell you something. This is another thing that I got to say, okay? I got myself down from 65 chat rooms, okay, down to 12 chat rooms. If you add me to a chat room without inboxing me and asking me if I want to be a part of that room, I will block you on Facebook. I have over 500 people that is waiting to get on my page, and I cannot accept them. Baby, if you add me to another chat room, bitch, I will block you and accept somebody else. Don't add me back to no more fucking rooms, bitch. All these fucking sex rooms and all these dicks and asses and all types of shit popping
girl,
up on
like
my timeline.
Over it. You like all that shit, bitch. Stop. Girl, stop. TJ, stay out of my inbox. TJ, do me a favor. Stay out of my inbox. Ask me where Tyshawn is. I'm sure you can make that up.
Everybody's coming for TJ today, I see.
Why is everybody at my grandson, honey? My grandson is happily married, honey, with his man, honey. He don't have time.
I've been hearing my name a couple of times on this radio tonight, so I thought I'd call in. Hey, Romy, how are you?
Tyshawn, the rumor is TJ wants to put your $5 foot long in his potassio.
London and Maya set it up, and Alexis set all this shit up.
But TJ can
do it. Wait, is it set up? You said I set this up? Is that what you just said?
All y'all set this up. Here y'all go carrying again. I thought you said I set this up.
Because I do have an iPhone 4. I will do a screenshot and I will send it to Tyshawn. So there is no ifs, ands, and buts about it.
Send nothing to Tyshawn, and TJ, you stay away from my grandson, because his man elevator don't go all the way upstairs to the station. You better stay away from him.
Hold on, wait, Kelly, what you
wait,
London, you're not going to talk about that one. Move on, go ahead.
No, London. I'm not, your son.
But what's going on? How you guys doing? I was supposed to be getting a roast today, like a Joan Rivers roast over here. I thought something was going to happen because, you know, I definitely had a comment on one of the roasters, okay? I was like, I'm fucking chicken on this radio tonight.
No, your name is not Nicole. Sorry.
Oh, shit.
No, I don't know. I just heard it was a roast going on. Joan Rivers.
No, but I recall hearing TJ saying he wants Tyshawn to stick his leg through his manhole.
When did I say this? Oh, y'all is curious.
So, TJ, okay, while Tyshawn is on the phone, you don't have a thing for Tyshawn.
I don't look.
TJ has a thing for Tyshawn and the Aga.
Just stay away from my man. That's all I'm gonna say, TJ, because we're gonna fight.
TJ needs to stay away from my grandson, and Alexis needs to stay the fuck away from my son.
Maya, that private doctor
that comes to your house to take care of you is not your man, sweetie.
You tried it.
Okay. Hold on, we got another caller. 410-685, you're live on the air.
Yes, Maya, what do you want?
Yes, my baby, Jason. How's it going? Yeah.
Hey, Kelly, how you doing? Hey, everybody else.
How you doing, darling?
Oh, I'm fine. It feels good to be America's Most Wanted.
Yeah.
Kelly, I know exactly how you feel now. The girls attack you for no reason. You don't do anything but speak your mind, and they attack you.
Jason, did you make it to Baltimore?
Jason, you have been in the headlines this week.
I know.
Why are you always knocking on Jason's door? Why, Maya?
And if I'm not, and for me to be a nobody, they sure made me a somebody, and I thank them.
Well, we sure do that for people.
Yes, but I wanted to know, Jason, what happened when you made your post in the toilet, and when you flushed the toilet, why did they stop the water flow? Because you were shitting on them.
Because you
not
you
in that
know
way,
how
but you're giving
you,
them
I don't give homage to shows like that. This is the number one show, and this will always be. You can't speak your mind on other people's shows, because if your opinion isn't like theirs, they delete you or they mute
you. Well,
you
know, Well, one thing I can say, Oprah and Gail always mention Montel. Look at her still.
Well, see, the biggest thing about when you're an adult, you can take criticism. I know what my flaws are, and I embrace each and every single one of them. If I fucked and sucked my way to the top, I could have a body made by Mattel, too.
Oh,
oh shit.
Oh, shit. And who were you replying to about that?
So, my lion chest, so if I put a, if I drop a cigarette on the lion's chest, will he melt?
Oh. Well, that's what happened when I mounted one on my He-Man doll.
Y'all, it's at Milan. You're out there listening. I know you are. Press one.
But have you ever sucked on a bitch queen's nipple and he got put, like, you know, you see his chest, you know, he got body, and you suck on his nipple? It's a funny taste. You can taste the silicone through his nipple. Yeah. You know the real from the steak, honey.
Yes.
Hello, Jason.
Live from Memorex. Hi, who's that, Rodney?
Yeah, what's going on?
With
hey,
Father Cocktail, how are you?
I'm great, I'm great.
Well, I need to know who Jason is. Sonny, Alexis, can you inbox me Jason profile?
Kelly, I'm one of your friends.
Baby, you know, I got 5 pages, baby.
I'm about to speak. I'm about to speak to you now, Kelly.
Yes, please, baby, because, baby, honey, y'all, I'm gagging Miss Maya, you be at Jason like that.
No, that's Naima's man. That's Naima's man, that, Kelly.
Oh, that's Naima's man?
Rodney.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Naima, you got a man?
Naima is my sister in the name of love, like Patty, Gladys, and Dion. That is my sister in the name of love.
And they all shed each other's wigs. And I think
I just hit your inbox, Kelly.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Rich,
also, I don't be on that other page, so let me go log on to that other page. You're a friend of my mother, Kelly page. Oh, my Kelly page.
I don't think I'm friends.
But wait a minute. Before I hang up, who the hell is Benji Juice in the tea party with this hairstyle?
Oh, that's the girl that posted pictures of Mother Back page.
I just had to actually look at the profile, like what she
got it.
Did somebody say goddess?
Naima, did I hear you on here and you didn't speak to me?
Oh.
Now
it's
I'm gonna slap
squirrel.
You.
Naima, you better speak to your man.
Oh, I know that's right, Naima. You like a rougher stuff, honey. Boy, head, honey. I know that's right, Naima. Get out there, Naima.
She likes the nigga
so much. I love her. Did she fix that food? Was that food good?
Yeah, was
that meal delicious?
She like her. She like hers just like you like yours, Kelly.
Ooh.
I don't know what you're talking about.
With a little cut inside.
I'm a woman.
I beg your pardon. Yes.
And that's what you told me, Kelly?
It's London, give it to me, honey. Give me the chicken wings and everything. Give it to me, London. It's not going to eat that.
It's cricket teeth, honey, when you ask Kelly that. Maybe I should go like a certain person's pictures and see if you can Kelly round that. Hold on real quick.
London,
okay.
Give it to me, London. Give it to me.
What the hell is all that? What is that?
$5 foot long. Anybody got time for that? $5 foot long. Anybody got time for that?
Baby, when I tell you, Alexis, I don't know what you're talking about, Alexis, okay? So keep it cute, Alexis, okay? Alexis is always trying it, honey, okay?
Where is London?
It's like, why is this child hitting me up?
You better keep it cute, Miss Maya, before I make a trip to your state.
You could come to my state, honey.
We will make that trip together because I need to see you, Maya.
What you need to see me for?
Because you tried it last week, and I still owe you a phone call.
Oh,
Well, how's everybody? This is what I don't understand. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This is my show, honey, and how everybody else got Maya's and London's phone number, and I don't.
I don't have London's phone number.
What?
I have London's number, but don't nobody have my number.
I do.
Yeah,
I
but
do.
You do, yes. Yes, we're the same person, TJ. Hello. And I thank you.
This is a mess. This is a mess. Hold on, we got another caller. 215-869, you're live on the air.
Oh my God, here she is. Hello.
Maya, what's the problem?
What's the problem with you?
Now, you were really carrying on tonight.
Yes.
But when they just said my number, you said, oh my God, what was that for?
Because you know I know the number.
I know you know the number, so you know who's talking to you then.
So who is this?
Don't you say it. I'm about to hang.
So who are we talking to now?
Maya knows who it is.
I need to know who it is.
You know
who
it is. You got very quiet, right? Kelly?
Yes, well, Maya got real quiet, but I want to know.
No, but you see she got real quiet. She wants to hear you.
Here.
Who is that?
Hello.
I love it.
If you tell everything else, feel free to tell her.
Y'all is. My Lord, Jesus be a biscuit.
Okay, Maya, who is it?
Who is you?
The caller.
If I tell who the caller is, the caller going to tell who I am. <from the killer. laughs>
But Maya, just last week you were talking about how bad of a bitch you are, and you don't mind revealing yourself.
I need the fan. I need that church fan.
But everybody know who I'm is, honey.
Oh, y'all playing games now. Oh my God! You know what? I forgot to. Oh, I'm so mad. I forgot to talk about this. Oh, my God, baby. So why was, why was Father Melvin Mizrahi from North Carolina in drag this past weekend?
Oh, yeah.
What? Wait a minute. Hold on. What?
Why was Father Melvin Mizrahi, legendary, realist with a twist?
Oh, no,
because
people forgot to call
in.
It's after 2 o'clock.
He got his drag for $150 this weekend at the ball.
Well, I have a question.
Yes.
Did he wear the blind wig?
Yes, they said he had the blind wig on. Maybe they said that pose, Miss Day. They said he gave a nasty pose at the end, Miss Day. And they gave the very bitch. Pose was so strong that those calves and those muscles in their legs was just so strong, bitch, it looked like it was going to break each other's head off.
Was it giving you seven when he came out as Minister?
But I still need to know who this Philadelphia caller is.
We'll get to that later.
No, we're not going to get to that later. We're going to get to that now.
No, not.
Why not? Y'all scared?
Okay. It's somebody who was there when you were a butch queen standing in line.
Oh, yes. You want to tell that story now? Why would you tell that story now?
At the club. And the trade across the street at the straight club got smart with the other faggots. And you decided to take your belt off and wear the kids out.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
No, y'all telling Kelly. It was you, Kelly.
It was
you.
Who was
this?
Yes, this
hello,
is
I'm back. Hello. Wait, I have some tea.
Well, go back where you were at, please. Go. That's my fucking phone.
Oh, thank you. But Alexis, what's the tea about the other show where Timbra's just finding out that she was brought to the House of Blahnik for certain reasons but never got it? Is she a 007 now?
Oh,
oh
no.
Shit.
Yes, Miss
London.
Well, London, actually, what I said was certain people were promised certain things in the House of Blahnik, and due to unforeseen circumstances, those things, those promises have not been sealed.
But those circumstances like bounce checks, magic not working, no drugs.
Oh.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure what were the circumstances or what was the deal. But as of the last conversation we had, Tiffany is still in the house.
So, Alexis, you were a bad reporter. So, name names. Who was supposed to become legendary for joining the house on what they didn't get?
Say that again?
I said name names. Who was promised to become legend and everything? So, name names.
T.J. Mizrahi.
Okay, but I want to get back to this story because y'all talking about a story that happened eons ago, Miss Day, at the motherfucking old clubhouse on 28th Street.
Oh, yeah.
So then you catch the kids anxious, right?
Baby, that was eons ago, Miss Day, and y'all talking about Miss Day, baby, when I beat one of my ex-house members, Miss Day, for stealing my truck with the bag.
Yes.
Okay, so, baby, I need to know, honey.
Yeah, I'm terrified.
Baby, I need to know who am I talking with.
Like that.
You know what I'm gonna do, Miss Day, honey. Let me see, honey. I'm a bitch to do investigations.
So Kelly, I'm gonna inbox you right now.
Yes, inbox me, honey.
My eyes have seen the glory. Yes.
So, the girls have offered new surge and everything. You're saying they didn't get their new surge and stuff.
I get those teas.
I think I heard Mother Morgan was offered to get her bags and stuff done with one of the grants. That's what I heard. That's why I heard it throughout the house.
Did she get the blue ones from Walmart?
I heard this a long time ago, Miss Craig. Somebody had inboxed me, Miss Craig. I'm going through my old messages right now, and I'm looking at the message, and they said Mother Morgan was offered to get her implants and her surgery done, Miss Craig, because she waited until she was doing their 40, transition, and they was going to use one of the grants to get her surgery done, but the grants didn't come through.
Okay, Kelly and Maya.
Yeah.
I just want to ask a question. What was going on in Philadelphia that all the girls started getting back at the same
Chicago?
Time? Maya, you should know.
I don't know, baby. I was thinking the same thing. I was thinking
girls in Philadelphia started getting back at the same time.
I think the girls had some fast care credit mistake, and the girls would have got their work done.
I don't know because, you know.
I mean, you got bush queens up there putting on makeup with bags.
I'm still waiting for that inbox. Did you inbox me?
I'm inboxing you right as we speak.
My mother, Kelly Couture, or my Kelly Couture?
Kelly Couture.
Oh, my Kelly Couture. Hold on. Let me go log into that page.
Honey.
Baby, this is a mess. I wish I could just get everybody just to convert over to my fan page, Miss Thing, so I don't have to go through all of this.
What is it, Mother Kelly Couture? That's your fan page?
No, Mother Kelly Couture is my main page that I changed when I left the House of Mizrahi. I changed it to Mother Kelly Couture, but I also have a Kelly Couture page because I can't accept anybody else on my Mother Kelly Couture. And I don't understand why girls that's friends on one page want to be friends on both pages. Like, it's two different things.
Okay, I'm on Kelly Couture. I'm not on the other page.
Okay, well, I'm waiting for the message. I'm on there right now. I'm waiting for the message to come up. And I'm tired. Oh my God. And I just feel that it's a setup, Miss Thing. I feel the girls are trying to set me up, Miss Thing. I don't know where in the same hell, Miss Thing, all of these fucking dykes and motherfucking aggressors, Miss Thing, is hitting me up and trying to talk to me on my page, Miss Thing. Girl, I don't. Vacation.
Yeah.
TJ in that damn Texan.
TJ in that motherfucking cricket.
TJ in that Tashawn.
Ooh. No, there's no TJ. There's no TJ and no Tashawn.
Tashawn
is with his man.
I want to know who that Philadelphia.
But I have a question.
I want you to get off that speakerphone.
Ooh. You want who to get off the speakerphone?
Whoever that is on a big 10 feet away from the phone.
Yes, I'm waiting for the Philadelphia caller to inbox me too, honey, so I can find out who they are, honey. That got Miss Maya all shook, honey.
Okay.
She's scared to death. She's scared to look. She halfway shook.
Bitches be scared.
Yes, Maya, you really scared, Maya. You scared to death. You scared to look. You scared to talk. The Philadelphia caller got you halfway shook.
No, that's somebody I know, baby.
Mm-hmm. My bad. Also, guess what, girl? Guess what? We done narrowed it down. We done narrowed down the field, honey. Maya must be from the Philadelphia area.
Yeah.
Right. Oh. Okay. Well, we narrowed that down, honey. We know Maya's from the Philadelphia area.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Maya is not TJ.
And I thank you.
Baby. It's just too much.
Clear that up real quick.
You don't want to be TJ?
That bitch loves me.
Oh, I want to say happy birthday to Cash Xmas Rahi 007. I would like to say happy birthday to him. Maya is gone for the evening. Her call just dropped, you know, and we can't get her back on the line. But she's gone for
TJ
the evening.
TJ can.
Yes, honey. Maya's gone. Did you inbox me, Philadelphia caller?
They're not going to inbox you.
What?
They're not going to inbox you.
Why?
Because you're trying to get it, Callie.
Baby, they ain't got to inbox me, baby, honey. Baby, you know I'm motherless thing. I'm going to get what I need to get. Trust me, I'm going to do my investigation if they don't inbox me. Okay? Hello, Philadelphia.
Why do you
want to
expose Maya?
Well, I don't want to expose Maya. I want to know who the caller is. I don't want to expose Maya. I don't want nobody to bust on her mouth and sing at the next ball.
Oh, God.
Honey, Maya should be calling. Maya should be back on the line in a few minutes on TJ's line. That's her call dropped. But she'll be back on the phone in a few minutes through TJ. Because TJ's still here with us.
He's all quiet
tonight. He's
right there. I'm just listening.
Rodney's just listening.
Oh, okay.
I'm still trying to find out who this Philadelphia caller is, okay?
I need to go find that clip of Seth Siren in the Boston, at the Boston ball.
No, you may sound like you got something in your mouth.
No, I don't have anything in my mouth. You want something in your mouth? Oh.
Well, you're in New York, so that's next to impossible now, isn't it?
Stop being fresh.
And I told you I don't want you no more. I want Alexis.
Oh, my God. Who is that pressing them buttons? Oh, my God.
Stop. That's TJ trying to call Maya to get her back on the line.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So you want Alexis now?
Mm-hmm.
What are you and Alexis going to do together? That's a lot of sweating.
They're going to take a hand salad.
Baby, that's a lot of.
Wait.
No, it wasn't shade, sister. I just said about two big people being together.
Mistake.
Baby, that
day I'm
going to be
a
couple
of
bricks.
Jason, hold on. Kelly, you stand to the side. Naima, let me tell you one motherfucking thing. Since you got so much to motherfucking say, you keep going down to that village on the weekends and bringing them boys back and slaying them fiercely over there on motherfucking North Street Avenue, mistake. So I would advise you to keep it cute. Now back to this wide back bitch over here in the Bronx. Bitch, I'm going to say one motherfucking thing to you. One thing about me, I am very selective about who I lay up with. Unlike you, who lay up with all the bitch queens. You should have been on the list that pay the BQs that have them and play with them. Now keep it cute. Don't send for me, cause bitch, I didn't send for you.
Oh, so you're knocking at my door. honey, you're knocking at my door. I know you're not knocking at my door, honey, okay? I didn't send it to you, so don't come for me. I was just making an observation on the picture I seen because, you know, I really didn't get into all his pictures. Something like he was a little, you know, on the heavy side, mistake. And I
no,
know
I am 6'3", 220 pounds.
I know two big people, mistake. It ain't nothing to do with the other bitch but motherfucking sweat and look like two pigs wobbling in the mud.
Not a pork chop sandwich.
Okay. You are not even. Not so
much. Oh, you trying it now, foot long. Okay.
Hold on, wait. Because, see, I was going to keep it cute with Naima. But since
all right.
Bitch, I told you to leave me the fuck alone, but you keep coming for me.
All right.
Girl, Philadelphia caller, if you don't hit me up, baby, I'm going to find out who you are, and then I'm going to put you a blast when I find out who you are.
Alexis.
Yes.
A comment that you made earlier, since it's a show that allows you to express yourself, could you elaborate a little bit more on who was making comments that you felt were throwing glasses at houses? I mean, throwing stones at glass houses.
Okay, well, first y'all want to hear this. Jay made a comment that some houses are ran by prostitutes, crackheads, and thieves. So he was trying to say, and they think that's fair. So I was trying to get an understanding of, was Jay saying that's what's not a part of his house? Because I didn't want him to be in the glass house throwing rocks.
Okay, so he said, let me shut up because I was about to say something big. I was about to say something, but you know, mistake, I'm not. T.S. Candy's running his house. Everybody's a prostitute and everybody's a hoe and escort.
Would agree.
Wait,
so,
was
bitch,
I being called a hoe and
like
was I being called a prostitute?
Don't
you listen to that at the end. Listen to that at the end like they do like this. Would agree.
Girl, honey. Because everybody has done many things.
Who's Christian DeVoe?
Oh, shit.
Who is that?
Christian DeVoe.
Oh, I don't know.
Hold on.
We know you're going to tell us in a moment.
Christian DeVoe, you're live on the air. We're listening. And you know who I'm talking to.
They said he's a LaCroix.
Oh, he's a LaCroix? He's from Philly?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Maya?
Why everybody got quiet?
Well, I just got a message that's who Maya is.
Oh.
I don't know who the person is, but that's who, the person just inboxed me and said Christian DeVoe is Maya. So I'm not sure who the person is, but
that's not who Maya is.
Okay, that's what came across my inbox.
Who's Maya?
I just pulled that person up on Facebook. That's not who Maya is.
Oh, okay.
Let me see, honey. Baby, because y'all don't keep me in the loop of nothing, Miss Fag, girl. I don't even feel like this is my show, Miss Fag, girl. Everybody else is getting the tea, Miss Fag, girl.
TJ, you know who Maya is. TJ.
The Philadelphia caller has dropped. This person is cute, though. whoever this Christian person is.
7-0.
Who?
Whoever this person is really cute. Oh, my God. Well, I don't know, honey.
Well, I'm going to bed now, guys.
Rodney, we'll see you next Monday, Rodney. Well, I'll see you this weekend.
Yeah, we'll see you. You guys have a good night.
Okay.
Night.
Yeah, aloha. I'm leaving with Rodney. We got to go to work tomorrow.
Okay, well, everybody's leaving, honey, so we're going to all leave together, honey. And, you know, I'm going to get on iChat with Alexis, honey, and we're going to do our investigation, honey. I got to investigate. I'm going to find out who this Philadelphia caller is, baby, okay? So everybody say goodnight, honey. We're getting out of here.
Good night, y'all.
Poor chops
and onion gravy.
Oh, you know
about
Naima.
99.
Remember, wherever Allie or back corner was going, remember, wrap it up. The mic is saying to be your own.
Whatever alleyway or whatever cop, I'm not even going to, I was about to say a name, but I'm not even going to do that, honey, okay? Baby. I'm going to bring you a
treat. Be driving down to Kentucky with me.
I will bring you a treat to Kentucky.
Uh-huh.
I hope your jaws are ready.
Ooh.
Are you what?
Oh, baby, trust me. I don't need my jaws to be ready for anything. Okay, baby.
I'm bringing a new Osama down there, too.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Child, whatever.
Look at you over there getting wet.
Baby, whatever, TJ, please, okay?
Oh, I know you're
very wet down on the story.
Excuse me?
I said he was already wet down on the story.
Baby, Eddie. Okay, baby, we're not even gonna go to that story live on the air, honey, because you know, honey, we got girls on the phone, Miss Thing, you know.
You know, what's on the clock yesterday? Well, what we didn't touch on, Kelly, you had a status that you put up when you was in Miami that I meant to talk to you about.
And what was that?
Yes.
What status I put up in Miami? Because I didn't put up no statuses in Miami.
You did make a post when you was in Miami.
No, I did not.
Oh, yes, you did.
I didn't even put up no status when I was in Miami, honey.
You put one up. I remember seeing it.
Okay, what did it say?
So, did you have fun in Miami? Did you do anything in Miami?
No, I didn't put up any statuses when I was in Miami, and I'm looking at my page. I'm going through my pages right now, baby, okay? Let me hold on because I'm still going through all these birthday wishes right now, honey. Let me see. Having my last dinner in Miami with my brothers and my kids, honey. Okay? That's the only status I put up when I was in Miami, honey. And I put up my picture from space. Brothers on the beach getting ready to party. Baby. Okay? That's the only... I only had two statuses up in Miami. Mother's on the beach getting ready to party.
So can we have a recap of Mother Kelly's whole weekend. I mean, real in depth.
Carry on. Just made that to me. Tell what happened.
Baby, we ain't no whole weekend about anything that happened, okay, TJ?
Huh?
It's no whole weekend about anything that happened. If you want to recap the whole weekend that happened, you want to recap what happened in Chicago when we were standing outside the club?
What club?
When we were standing outside that club that was hot as hell, and I kept coming outside, and I was standing outside with you and Vanilla and everybody, and, you know, you want to recap what happened outside there?
Yeah, let's recap that.
I don't remember when this was.
Oh, you don't remember when that was? When we were standing outside the club, and I was smoking my cigarette with Vanilla, and who else we was out, whatever, I forgot the other Mizrahi name that we were standing outside with. Would you like to recap what happened outside that club?
I'm here with the Woods Ball Weekend.
Yes.
Just listening.
Okay, exactly. Let everybody say goodnight, honey. We're about to get up out of here.
Was he being a bottom?
No, she's good.
Was he over there being a bottom, munching up on some meat or something like that? You know, like you
said. Naima, I'm not you. Well, then again, nobody is.
Oh, well, not I got to get to the bottom of this Jason and Naima situation, honey. This seems to be real intense, honey. Everybody's talking about this situation.
Naima paid for Jason to come to Baltimore and everything. She was going to meet him
there. I live in Baltimore. How she pay for me to come to Baltimore?
Oh, well, she was sending herself down there something. It was a big deal.
See, if you're going to make up a story, try to get him out, TJ. I live in Baltimore. She paid for me.
Oh, so she paid for him to come to New York for the weekend is what you're trying to say, TJ.
I drive.
Yeah.
She don't have to pay for me. I drive.
She
sent
you
gas
money.
Jason wanted some dick because she said she got everything
cold. Talk about his escapade where he was being nasty at that function. That's what he don't want nobody to talk about.
Nasty at what function? Because it wasn't at a function. What was she talking about?
Well, wherever you was at, honey, you whatever
you
were doing, you don't want it out on
well,
the
TJ, can we talk about that 4 a.m. booty call you had when me, you, Maya, and Naima was on the phone?
You said you had to go fish.
And you had to go wash your box.
I didn't dismiss this. I didn't dismiss thing. That's you, baby. Clearly, I told you what was happening. I had a blue twink woman and gave me a head at 4 in the morning.
You know what else? I got a topic that I wanted to talk about earlier, honey, but the girls are going. But we're going to talk about it next week. We're going to talk because I was coming from Baltimore the other day, let's say, and I was on the train riding uptown because I couldn't get a yellow cab because all those fucking Chinese people, bitch. And I'm just so tired of seeing cunts with these dresses on, bitch, and they cut down low, Miss Day, or a spaghetti strap dress, Miss Day, and they have to wear and they still got to wear a bra. If you got to wear a bra with a dress that's not supposed to have a bra, that means you're not supposed to wear that dress. We're going to talk about that next week because a lot
of
cunts are doing that, Miss Day.
What about the girls wearing size 15 shoes, Naima?
Ooh.
Who wear 15?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Nah, you lying. You just bought them Jordans in a size 15, bitch.
Oh, my God. Why y'all at night, baby? I'm going to get to the bottom of this. I'm about to do my investigation, Miss Thing. I'm about to find out who that Philly caller is. I'm about to find out the real story of Naima and Jason, honey. Who's doing who?
While you're finding that out, Kelly, make sure you find out how the recipe for smothered pork chops.
What is going on with these smothered pork chops? That got to be some type of key.
No, that's how Naima baked the boys out the village over to her house.
Oh, she baked them with pork chops.
She yeah.
They must be.
How did she get you, Jason?
No comment.
She wiggled her third leg.
Oh, that's $5 for love.
I don't know what you're talking about. That's my sister.
That don't sound like your sister to me.
I don't have with my family.
If anybody calls me about the $5 footlong, it'd be TJ, because he loves to sing it to me and tell me how he can come over here to New York.
Please,
you and TJ, so you, what you're telling me is you and TJ hooking up for Jack Birthday Boy when he come up here.
Absolutely not.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
oh.
Fine. Every time I'm in the
room,
ain't no way in hell I would be over there with Naima. Come on now, if anything, baby, I have better options than that.
Oh, so what are you trying to say? Naima is not a good option?
No, you don't.
You have nothing that I want.
Oh, Naima, what you got that he wants?
Not a damn thing.
Oh.
Let's
see how these kids need to stop putting up these motherfucking pictures like this, Miss Day. Child, what the fuck is going on?
Where is the picture at?
Girl, none of your business. Can't tell you and Alexis nothing.
Bitch, what the hell I got to do with that?
Baby girl, you all came. Bitch, you all came to New York, Miss Thing, girl, and honey, girl. You know what it is, bitch.
Girl.
See,
you imagine if you open up the door, catch them two, and
they'll
probably give you every stranger.
Miss Thing, what the fuck?
Well, let's talk about let's
talking about how Naima starts to run through her house members that like the girl, so she want to be so smart and catty tonight.
Well, no, we're not going to hang up the phone, so we don't have time to talk about that.
Oh, no, we got time to talk about it. We still got a half an hour. We can talk about Naima.
We got 30 minutes.
We can talk about that, and we still got 50 callers, and we still got 20 people in the chat room, so why not?
Let's talk about how you like to invite the Bush Queens over in your house after the house meeting, and you want to have a little smoke session, play PS3, and then you want to massage them. Let's talk about it, Naima. Since you want to be so smart and catty. Now, I warned you several times before tonight.
Did you hang up?
What? Did I what?
You tried it. I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't know what I... So I need to start naming names.
No.
Oh, okay then. That's what I thought. I thought you would see it my way. Mooches.
Oh, mistake. You see, honey? We gotta keep a little dirt on the girls. Yeah. We gotta to keep them quiet, honey.
I'm talking about how you get fooled and want to get up on that chat box and have somebody come over there and play the game.
Yes. Guess what, Mister? It's no secret. There's no shame in what I do. Now, let me catch you down there in the village again trying to bake the little deaf boy over back to your house.
Oh,
did she say deaf?
Oh, somebody just said Naima has a crush on Alexis Clark and Dexter Ebony.
Bitch, first of all, let me tell you something, Kelly.
Hello.
It's too many men out there.
I'm about to change my picture on Facebook, honey. I'm about to change my default picture on Facebook right now, honey.
Alexis, did you say Dash Boy? Meaning he can't hear. Naima.
Yes.
You know sign language now?
No, I didn't know he was deaf, though. He just talked like he kind of slow a little bit. But I had told Alexis, of course, child back here. She was, you know, she went to the carrier, cut up, whatever. And I told Alexis, I had got on the phone. I was like, girl, I said, you know how you have a boy over and, you know, you may have to, like, dance or something because you walk out the room or something like that. I said, bitch, I had to think to myself for a second. He's
down,
so he wouldn't be able to hear it
anyway. But he could damn sure smell it
now, you know. What
smell that gas that come from up under the...
That gas that come from under the where?
You don't have a problem being in the
bed,
though, with the gas, so don't try it.
No, girl, I'm talking, B.
Yes, I had to change my profile picture, honey.
That juice from that gas.
Oh, my God. Really? I want to know what gas are y'all talking about.
Just the fragrance that God gave us.
Somebody just hit me up and said Naima gas that comes out her ass or something at the time.
What happened? What did he say?
They sent me a message mistake, and they said that gas that come out her ass mistake will kill a bitch.
Oh, my God.
Even the TV do mistake, girl. It was a national alert, honey, that just came across the TV.
But
no.
Got killed.
You keep trying, Alexis, okay? Because, see, you be carrying over there. You're in your house. Okay?
Yeah, the girls be coming for me.
We ain't gonna talk about you and your ham salad excursion.
Ham salad.
she really want me to start calling names. That's what she's trying to get me to do.
Well, start calling names, honey. They already talk about how Jason is having. I want to know who's in
there. I'm starting to get upset. I might be on my way to New York.
Oh well, that's your sister. So why are you getting upset?
Cause that's
honey,
my
why
favorite.
Why you getting upset? You on your way coming to New York, honey? That's your sister.
Cause that's my favorite. Cause that's my favorite sister.
Yeah. Whatever.
Oh, that
you know what happens when
we used to take baths together.
Oh, y'all used to take baths together. Y'all still taking baths together? Is what I'm getting.
So let me get.
Well, I have a question. Did she take her $5 foot long and stop the water from flowing? to stop the curb up.
And they said that gas that comes from underneath that pad. What pad are they talking about? What pad are they talking about, Naima?
Alexis, you trying to be? You just trying to get
me? It wasn't from Alexis.
What happened?
Yeah, it wasn't from Alexis, but what pad are they talking about? Hello, Naima. Naima, you was over there keep cackling.
Why is she falling out like this?
No, y'all trying to turn me.
So you got the gas coming from underneath the pad. You having the deaf boy. You cheated on Jason while he in Baltimore, honey. He ready to come to New York and wring your fucking neck, bitch. Like, what
she
the fuck is going on, Naima?
She had her
Naima.
She
got shitted on by your Ebony.
What?
Yeah,
that
she got shitted on by the Ebony.
Twice. You forgot it was two times.
Oh. Where did
it with the Ebony? That's how it all started in that bookstore with Maya.
Oh,
it wasn't me.
You better stop crying, Maya, or we're going to change the
gears
and talk about who you are.
Well, everybody knows who Big Nose is, honey. It's no shame in that game. And I thank you.
Okay, well, Maya, can you tell me who it was that Philadelphia caller now since they're not on the air?
No, I wouldn't do that.
Are you not going to do that?
No.
Mind you, catch this, Maya. While you were gone, somebody came on air and tried to give a name that wasn't you.
Who?
I did. What was the name again, Alexis?
It was
Christian LaCroix.
Christian DeVoe or something like that?
No, that's not me. I know who he is.
Bitch,
no,
I'm tagging right now, bitch. Oh, my fucking ass.
What's wrong? Your boy coming back?
Right?
Yeah.
Is that me, honey? Baby, I am gagging right now. I'm in gagnation. I need to stop this thing, girl. This is just too much.
Stop inboxing the Bush Queen chat and leave them people alone.
Say that to shut up, girl. You a girl.
Girl, you a mess.
Girl, I learned it by watching you.
Let's talk about
who,
Tony Wright being on the line
tonight.
I'm a woman.
They didn't call in today.
What'd you say?
I'm a
they
woman.
Didn't call.
Tony Wright.
If you're a woman, I'm a butch queen.
Tony Wright is still on his phone. That's the shade.
No, Tony Wright is not on his phone. Okay, y'all better keep it cute.
Naima,
okay?
You are trying it, Naima.
Where?
You're trying it.
We tried it.
You bitch.
Naima, why does it sound like you're so far from your phone?
I don't know, because I just have a problem on that earpiece.
There is over there wrong. Giving Butch Queen massage.
You know,
you know
my beef,
the headset.
Why you sound so far away?
Hold on, let me talk.
Okay. Miss, did you just say you got some beef by Dre hooked up to your Obama phone?
To my cell phone, yeah.
You had
my God. It's just
what
too
happened?
Much tonight, baby.
What happened?
What?
Girl, nothing your mind.
So, Mother Yuhar, why are you in there interacting with the bitches?
Fire, bitch. Don't get red, bitch, okay?
Yeah.
Baby, don't get red, baby, honey, girl, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, Maya.
What's going on?
About that zombie... that zombie prank, that zombie prank video. How that white guy was getting his other people to trade on the basketball court. They running and shit, throwing stuff at him.
Yeah, he was getting all them black people, and they was gonna whip his ass.
Hold on, we got another caller. 214-477. You're live on the air.
Maya, what is wrong with your voice? It sounds like you're high.
Excuse me?
She had to take a blast while she was on Australia.
Yes, I did.
It sounds like you're like you kind of high. Your yeses keep breaking up.
You had to hit the boogie time, Maya?
Yes.
And I'm going to ask TJ to quit coming for my film queen, so I have to come get him.
Baby, you call that a film queen?
Oh.
Yes.
But who are we talking about?
Naheema.
Who?
Naheema.
Naheema. Naheema.
Oh.
Wait a minute.
Naheema, something you tell me about you and J-Rock.
The 5,000 song is everywhere.
Did he say
and I
say Naheema. That's my film queen. I'm an ebony man, and I will protect my film queen at all costs.
You
come
said
on,
Naheema. Hold on, J-Rock. You
J-Rock.
Said Naheema?
No. TJ said Naheema.
Okay.
TJ
trying
queen.
It tonight.
Matuda Warrior.
And what is this, TJ,
right
I hear that you're... TJ, what is this I hear that you're not a top? What is this? They saying that you want to take me all that season.
Yes.
Pretty versatile, actually.
That means he can take it on his stomach or his back.
Oh. Okay.
More that back than anything.
Bitch, please. You are back, football player.
Naheema, how would you know?
You don't know.
Why is this thing won't let me on, honey? They don't want me to come and say.
Yes, Uvo.
Miss St. Anne, not trying to let me on, Uvo.
Did you say
you online right now?
With that dick in your mouth.
Excuse me, I changed that picture, okay?
Thank you, girl.
Baby, please, thank you my ass, okay? Girl, I do what I do because I can do it.
Sure. Baby, y'all got to get on Kelly's Uber with. Y'all can set her up, and she'll really think, like, if this baby, her Uber will be on the chain.
Baby, and I can set the girls up, too, and I can change my picture just the same way you changed my picture, just like I changed my picture last night, Miss Thing, and had that big cock up, Miss Thing, and changed my name, and all the girls was hitting me up trying to do jack sessions and everything. Okay. A lot of girls gagged last night, Miss Thing. They was hitting me up because I changed my picture to that big motherfucker 13-inch cock and changed my name to Big Dick Rob, Miss Thing. And all the girls was inboxing me, sending messages, wondering who I was and dude, I want to do web shows and everything.
Yeah.
No, man.
I'm
scared.
That camera
went
live, honey.
Ooh, wow.
Okay, the girls get real freaky, honey, okay? Keep it
cute
on my time, honey. The girls don't want me to
pull
this
off. If that camera would have went live and she would have came on with that baseball cap and that jersey on, I wouldn't have been so good, honey.
She came on there
at
5 o'clock shadow at 12 o'clock midnight, honey.
Wait a minute. Is this
even
cute because we're not going to talk about those ratchet corns?
Wait a minute.
Is it really 7 on the train thing?
Did she say 5 o'clock shadow at 12 o'clock? I just don't understand.
Listen, why is he not letting me on?
Girl,
Log would have been nasty.
Log off and Log back on.
I don't did that already, Miss Thing.
Girl, you know that I like it.
Stop hitting me up, TJ. I don't
want to
have a jack session with you, TJ.
This is a setup right here. Whoever this is, keep calling me.
Just listen.
Yes.
Oh, no, this is her.
Baby. Oh.
girl.
Yes, Sexy Lexi just signed on.
Okay, girls. Okay, we got to get up out of here. Everybody say goodnight because I got to restart my computer so I can get back online this day. I need to have my Uber conversation. And TJ, stop hitting me.
Remember whatever alleyway, whatever backyard that you go in, make sure you wrap it up because the life you save just might be your own. I thank you all for loving me because I love you also.
I'm a woman.
I
love y'all, and I can't wait to be back on Monday to come and keep with everybody. I love you, Dale, Kelly.
Okay, girls, okay. Well, I'm the legendary overall mother, Kelly Couture. I love y'all all for loving me. Whatever alleyway, whatever bathroom you definitely do go into this weekend or this week, make sure you do practice safe sex. All you girls definitely come out to Louisville, Kentucky, and definitely have a great time, Miss Thing. Come out in peace, love, and soul, Miss Thing. And we'll be back here live on the air on Monday night to definitely give you y'all recap. Definitely tune into that. It's definitely going to be a great show. I love y'all all. Good night. And I'll see y'all back next Monday.